Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission on this very day, the second day of April in the year of our Lord 2014. Wherever you are, we must say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those brave Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world, those people that saw the light. Every good thing that has ever happened to humanity always came from the east, and it is unto them that this very modern struggle of our liberation is anchored upon. We must welcome each and every one of them. We must also welcome friends of Biafra all over the world, listening across the entire 24 time zones of the world. Wherever you are, we must welcome you. We ask you please to do the normal duty which we all expect you to do, which is to inform everybody around you, your friends, your family, your mother, your father, your brothers, your sister, everybody around you, please ask them to go to www.radiobiafra.co. Please ask them to go to www.peopleofbiafra.org. Ask them to go to www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. Regardless of where you are, regardless of what you're doing, you must also at this point realize that Radio Biafra is free on Android market and also free on iTunes. If you download Radio Biafra app, be it on Android or on iTunes, you should be able to be listening to our live interactive broadcast this very minute. The number to call is Viber number, the same Radio Biafra studio line, but on Viber. That is what we expect you to call. Not the normal studio line. It is the normal number, yes, but please ensure you do so via Viber. We are also on Skype, Radio Biafra on Skype. We must note this very, very carefully, because yesterday we had slight difficulties trying to connect to everybody who was trying to get through to us. Therefore, it is important, it is very, very imperative that this announcement is taken very seriously. Please, 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 if you want to get hold of us this very evening from here where we are in Africa, if you want to get hold of us, you must call Radio Biafra studio line on +447831308376. I repeat, +447831308376. Only this time around, it is on Viber. We are making it very clear, please, on Viber. Do not make the mistake of calling Radio Biafra direct on the line. It is on Viber. We are on Viber. If you call us there, you should be able to get hold of us. We are testing our lines. We are testing our equipment to ensure that the live interactive Radio Biafra worldwide transmission can be supported from this part of the world. And today, we have improved on yesterday. And also tomorrow, we hope to perfect the system, because nothing can defeat us. We are the children of Chukwu Abiama. It is unto him and to him that every glory and honor belong to. That is why we pursue this very struggle. That is why he made me. That is why he made all the editorial board members of Radio Biafra, of which I am with, I can say, a good number of them this very evening, for us to handle this worldwide broadcast. And I'm Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama and no other, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. I never tire from welcoming you. I never tire also for apologizing. Our late delivery yesterday, our intermittent broadcast, it was not intended. We are working on things. That is why we continue to count on your support. That is why we ask you all the time never to cease to support this very wonderful endeavor. That is why we are making it very clear to anybody that wishes to understand that this Biafra we are pushing is our religion. And on this very burden have we placed upon ourselves to ensure that freedom must come to bear in our own lifetime. That is why, wherever you are, once again, we must welcome you. We are asking you to please contact us on Viber, not normal radio, Biafra line. When our lines open, we shall inform you. Once again, please, this is Radio Biafra Live Transmission. I am not at liberty to disclose exactly my precise position, but one thing is for certain, Radio Biafra is coming to you live and uninterrupted. All the gremlins within our system, we have resolved it, and we are here to continue to propagate the gospel of truth and redemption. We are here to ensure that Biafra comes in honesty, complete and total honesty, but more importantly, that it does so before next year runs out. This is the fourth month following the expiration of the Zoological Republic. We must ensure that we hold the world to account, that that very abominable contraption, the zoo that calls itself Nigeria, that very place named after a river, that very place that was the creation of man and not of God, that very place that the British came to experiment by putting oil and water together, that very place where they joined the unjoinable, that very place where they have subjugated, where they have subjected our people, the children of Chukwu Abiama, to the rulership of the house Islamic Caliphate based in Sokoto. We are here to resist it in every way that we can. We continue to say it all the time, that we remain incorruptible, that this very radio station, Radio Biafra, wherever we are broadcasting from, the theme is the same and the message is consistent. We are incorruptible. We cannot be corrupted. We are above corruption. That is why we state categorically that we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. That is why we state with every ounce of conviction that we do not intend to prevaricate. We don't intend to hesitate. We do not intend to retreat. Neither are we going to surrender, because it is either we get Biafra or every living organism in the Zoological Republic will be destroyed. People must note it very carefully. We have been sounding this note of warning and caution. The state or the fate of Somalia will be like a paradise compared to what shall befall the Zoological Republic. What Boko Haram is doing will be considered a child's play if they do not give us Biafra, by which I mean not in their gifts to give. I must make it explicitly clear. What I mean by that is that if they stand in our way, if they try to impede our march towards our freedom, that very thing, that very institution, that very people, that very nation will be brought to its knees. We are everywhere in the world, and our belief is fanatical. Our belief in our freedom is fanatical. People must not underestimate the length we are prepared to go to ensure that Biafra is freed from the clutches of Satan. Nigeria is satanic. Anything that has to do with Nigeria is satanic. Those that created the zoo, they are satanic men. Those that forced the children of God to become subservient to cattle herders, they are of Satan, they are of darkness, and they are of the evil. That is why we maintain very clearly that we have come here to bring hope to the hopeless. We are here to ensure that the light, which is a free and sovereign Biafran state, will shine and burn forever. Because we bring light where there is darkness. We make those who have no voice to lend a voice to them, that all their suffering and crying may be heard all over the world. We are here also this very year, only next month, the 30th of May, to remember our heroes and heroines, those that perished that we may live. The 3.5 million people that were massacred, that were killed by the forces of darkness, by those that descended upon the children of Chukwu Abiama from the depths of hell. We are here this year to remember them. On the 30th of May, you will take that day off from work. You will stop your children from going to school only for one day. On that very day, we are making it abundantly clear that wherever you are on this planet, across the entire 24 time zones, that you must come out to honor those that died that we may live. This is Radio Biafra. We are unrelenting. We are not going to retreat. Anybody thinking we are going to withdraw an inch, that person is grossly mistaken. The only thing that can stop us is Chukwu Abiama. But because he has decreed that between now and the end of 2015, that our lost inheritance will be restored to us, because we are holding him accountable to what he said in the scriptures, Deuteronomy chapter 30, that if we return to him, all our lost inheritance will be returned to us. That is why we have gone to him, and that is why only him has determined that we should come, and that is why we are here, to broadcast this very message of goodwill, this very gospel of the restoration of hope, this very gospel that will bring light to where there is darkness, this gospel that will bring life instead of the death of Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, and the conspiratorial, duplicitous nature of Yoruba people. We are here to ensure that justice prevails on this very earth, and the finest representation of that just and honorable society is the sovereign Republic of Biafra. I must thank you very much wherever you are. I must apologize for the intermittency in our transmission for the past few days. We have tested our systems, and I can tell you, as we broadcast this very evening, our systems are nearly 80%. We are still fine-tuning them because we are also on satellite. Do not tire to tell those around you that Radio Biafra is on satellite. We are the only indigenous broadcaster capable of transmitting live from the continent of Africa, where everybody in the world can hear and interact with us. That is why we are formidable, and that is why we are Biafrans. I must go speedily to the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, ever reliable, ever present. The barrister is with me once again. The barrister was with me yesterday, and we presented Radio Biafra in the best way that we could, although we were constrained by signaling problems, but we persevered and ensured at least that we coupled together up to 1 hour, 50 minutes worth of broadcast. Today also, the ever reliable barrister is with me. I must invite the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, who is in London, to please welcome the very, very revered and honorable people of Biafra in every country around this very earth listening to Radio Biafra this moment. Please, barrister.
Thank you, director. Good evening to you. Good evening to everybody. Alolo Karomande. Good evening to Uche Mefo. I'm aware he's connected to this particular line. And good evening to fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, east, west, north, or south. We're here again this evening to, of course, tell you what is happening in the zoo, to bring you the news and the views and the way we explain it, so that our people will understand the way we actually discuss the news. Wherever you are, we're welcoming you, and we thank you for always listening to us and bringing your suggestions and your ideas, which of course does bear fruit to what we do here on Radio Biafra. And of course, do not forget to turn your listening devices down once you hear your name, and please get your pen and papers so that you can write the things that we will say to you down. May God guide and protect all of you as you gather together and converge to listen to us here, Radio Biafra, London. Welcome all of you. Back to you, director.
Thank you very much, the very eminent barrister himself. I am reassured. Anytime you are beside me, you did promise if I go to battle, you will come with me. And I am humbled by that. I consider it an honor and privilege to be serving my beloved country beside you. And so also is Uche Mefa, who happens to be my deputy and who has also joined me from London. Uche, the world is listening. These people are called Biafrans in every country. Worldwide, they are known as the indigenous people of Biafra. They are waiting. They are eager. Please accept them. Please acknowledge their presence, and please thank them for their listenership.
Yes, good evening from London to you, director, to all Biafrans, all friends of Biafra, all lovers of freedom and justice from around the world. Good evening from London. Today is another day. This is your platform because you believed, because God has called us by his name, because they wanted to kill us all, they wanted to wipe us out of the face of the earth, and God said no, therefore no man can say no. We are Biafrans, we are indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. We are justified in what we are doing, that the march for the restoration of Republic of Biafra is relentless, for we have evidence that we are the people of Biafra, and that the
Yes, Uche, can you hear me?
The world must take notice for there a huge mob. Yes, of course. Yeah. Are you hearing?
Yes, of course. Yes, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm saying that Biafra remains a huge moral burden and the conscience of the international community to discharge, because we are a people, we are not just a race, we are ordained by God, and the world fought against God's own. And that is why the calamity that is facing Nigeria today must continue from one strand to the other until Nigeria dismembers and collapses, and anybody who sides Nigeria must go down with Nigeria. We are here to restore Biafra, and everything humanly possible must be done to justify the sacrifice, the ultimate price paid by our heroes and heroines, whom we will be honoring in no small measure on the 30th of May 2014 to send a signal to the world that we are Biafrans and that nothing can stop us. Welcome once again, and I stand by.
Thank you very much. That was the voice of my deputy, Uche Mefor himself. Once again, we must thank you wherever you are. We must welcome you. We were very, very hopeful that Lord Okaro Monde would have been able to join us, but unfortunately the line is fluctuating. But we do know that Radio Biafra is functioning, and we please ask her that sometimes the volume of calls makes it impossible for people to try and get through. But we are also please reminding all our principal officers, all the servants of Biafra, regardless of where you are, you will come to us via Rapid Response 68. That is where we expect you on this very day, the second day of April, in the year of our Lord 2014, with the time now standing at approximately 18 minutes past 7 p.m. in London, 18 minutes past also 7 p.m. in the very blessed land where I come from, in Biafra land. Wherever you are, we welcome you once again. We must also keep reminding you that it is incumbent upon every coordinator and zonal coordinator, every continental representative, the officers and those serving Biafra, the International Directorate, the Executive Council, and the Office of the Coordinator of all Coordinators to ensure that the 30th of May resonates forever in history. Because that very day, we shall be coming out to honor them. We shall be coming out to honor those that fell in battle that we may live. We shall be coming out to ensure that our freedom is restored, that the world hears our voice. We shall be coming out to ensure that the possible is done. Everything will be done on our part to ensure that all our heroes who died, those that perished fighting for us, that they are honored, that they are remembered. That is why we have written that we shall remember and honor them, all those very brave fighters, the very finest the world has ever known. The reason why Biafran soldiers are the finest the world has ever known is because no singular army has ever fought the whole world before, not even Hitler's German army. Because Japan was on their side, that very axis existed. In Biafra is the very first time that every known force on this earth, both communism and capitalism, both Christian and Muslim alike, joined hands together. Four forces joined hands together to crush Biafra, and our soldiers held up against them for 3 good years. That is why they are the finest the world has ever seen, because heroes fight like Biafrans. People came to Biafra land expecting to see these giants that they were reading about. They came there, they saw ordinary men and women fighting to defend the honor of their race, fighting to defend the honor of their people, fighting to defend their integrity as human beings. And we shall honor them on the 30th of May of 2014. These are some of the people that died, the very gallant, the very brave men and officers at arms of the very famous 56th Brigade of the 9th Battalion of the Biafran Army. Somebody sent this to me. We have asked every coordinator to start the duty of collecting everybody that they know fell in this very battle. You will ask their friends around you. If you do not know, ask your uncles at home, ask your father, ask your grandfather, ask your grandmother. How many people did we lose? We need to get together as many names as possible. We remember Onwuatu Egwu, of course, who can forget him? And also here, Captain Akpan. Captain Akpan, we honor and remember him. Pascal Okorie, Cornelius Maranzu, Major Onwukike, Chide Agbapuronwu, Sergeant Boniface, that is all these very brave ex-soldiers can remember. Cornelius Owando, and many others. These are the men that fell in battle. They fell in battle because we were being surrounded by forces of darkness far beyond human imagination. For the very first time in the history of modern warfare, a very tiny country had to confront the whole world. Communism on one side in the east, capitalism on the west, and from the middle, the combination of Christian and Muslim alliance, the only time that Christians and Muslims have aligned to try to extinguish the hope of the entire black race, and that hope is Biafra. We must honor them come the 30th of May, that the spirit of those brave men and women that sustained a war for 3 years against every known force to man, that they, wherever they are, must rest, and that their spirit, that very never say die spirit, that very spirit that sustained them throughout the darkest period, throughout the hardship, throughout the pain, throughout the suffering and death, may be able to come to us to embolden us, that it may be able to come to us to fortify us, that our resolve may be strengthened, that our sharpness may be geared towards only one outcome, which is a free Biafran state. That is why we are here. These very gallant and brave men of the 56th Brigade of the 9th Battalion, we shall remember them. We must honor them come the 30th of May. They are the finest soldiers this world has ever witnessed. Nobody faced the same calamity we faced in Biafra between 67 and 70. Every force on this earth was against us, but Chukwu Abiyama said no, that his children will not be destroyed. That is why we come not with any shred of bitterness, not with any shred of anger, but a quest to be free as we were created. Thank you very much, and we must continue to welcome you. This is Radio Biafra. And by way of our headline on this very day, we are reporting that the National Conference delegates are clashing over religion. That same problem, that perennial problem of Islam, is rearing its ugly head, and it has surfaced at the ongoing sleepathon, where you go to sleep. If you fall asleep, you collect 12 million. I am even surprised that they are awake to discuss issues of this magnitude. We are reporting on this day that the National Conference delegates are clashing over religion. The Zoological Republic of Nigeria, I don't know how this thing managed to happen, but it is news and we shall read it. They have assumed the rotating UN Security Council presidency for April. That is a place being ravaged by Boko Haram. Why they have been given this very honor, I do not know. Boko Haram, we are reporting today, have killed yet another 21 people in a suicide bomb attack near Maiduguri. 21 more dead people in suicide bomb attack near Maiduguri. The problem for the Ziani Madueke and also President Goodluck Jonathan continues to deepen as PENGASAN, which is the Union of National Gas Senior Staff Association of the Zoo, they are warning Jonathan against secret sale of refineries. What they do not know is that the refineries have already been sold. It has been sold. We are also reporting that the Zoo's army is saying that 288 rifles, 35 rockets have been seized from terrorists in Cameroon this time around. Federal government is too powerful and needs restructuring, according to the former dubious and criminal vice president of the Zoological Republic, Atiku Abubakar. We are also reporting that JAFAC, J-A-F-A-C, they are known, is an NGO. They have dumped Okorocha and gone into PDP. And who will blame them? Don't rely on the federal government of the Zoological Republic for North development, according to the youth of the North. The Arewa youths are telling their governors, do not rely on the federal government of the Zoo to come to your rescue. Ojukwu would have joined APC if he were alive, says Malam Okorocha. This is quite distressing and an insult, saying that the general that led the people to battle, the general under his generalship, I must say, lost 3.5 million to Hausa Fulani people. Under his command, our children were starved, over 1 million of them. Why Rochas Okorocha will say he will join APC is beyond me. But that is what Rochas is saying. I don't know where he got this from, or wherever it is that he got it from, he should make us aware of it. And now the news in greater detail. Tempers rose on Tuesday at the venue of the ongoing national conference in Abuja as adherents of the two major religions engaged in a debate over the dominance of Islam in the 1999 constitution without any mention of Christianity. For those who are not listening, we must repeat so that you will understand what we are saying. That tempers flared on Tuesday at the venue being yesterday of the ongoing national conference in Abuja as adherents of the two major religions engaged, which is Christianity and Islam, or Muslim, however you want to see it, engaged in a debate over the dominance of Islam in the 1999 constitution without any mention of Christianity. But the intervention of the leadership of the conference saved the situation. The drama ensued when two Christian delegates representing Christian leaders, Bishop of Kafanchan Diocese of Catholic Church, Joseph Bagobiri, and Pastor Emmanuel Bosun of Ogun State, raised the issue which they described as unfair treatment of Christians and Christianity in the country. They engaged their Muslim counterparts who opposed their submissions. They had both submitted that the constitution of Nigeria, people must listen very carefully, they both submitted that the constitution of Nigeria was skewed in favor of Islam and Muslims, with a call on delegates to ensure that the imbalance was corrected. Bagobiri opened the debate on religion. He gave a detailed analysis of how the Nigerian constitution did not have any mention of Christianity or the church, but Islam was repeatedly mentioned. He also argued that the adoption of a particular religion by states must be done away with, adding that in a country like Nigeria, neutrality was needed. He said since Islamic courts had been created, it was only normal to extend the hands of fellowship to Christianity in order to create a fair state. He called for the establishment of ecclesiastical courts to handle Christian-related disputes like Sharia courts. And this is the major fault line which we predicted. This fault line has now been opened. This chasm has now opened up of the two great religions of Christianity and Islam, and they have locked horns in Abuja. The constitution that Ben Nwabueze was instrumental in drawing up, the so-called constitutional lawyer expert, or whatever rubbish that they say he is, repeatedly mentioned Islam, according to these very erudite clerics. But nowhere in the 1999 constitution, according to them, was Christianity mentioned. That goes to show, as I told you earlier, that the zoo is owned by Hausa Fulani Islamic people, supported by the very wretched and cowardly, imbecilically useless and conspiratory Yoruba people. That is Yoruba for you. These are the people that own your country. They mentioned Islam boldly in the constitution, reaffirming that Nigeria was given to them by the British. The British people that brought us religion, that brought us Christianity, handed over the zoo to the Muslim people of Hausa Fulani Caliphate. And here, two reverend fathers, or should I say clerics, are raising the issue. Nobody from Ohanaeze, you know. Nobody from those clamoring for this. They couldn't tackle it. Islam has Sharia court. The Christians have nothing. Absolutely nothing in the so-called constitution. We must proceed. We need to dissect this news today. Nigeria on Tuesday, the same yesterday, as this debate was raging on, assumed the rotating presidency of the United Nations Security Council for April. Mrs. Joy Ogwu, permanent representative of Nigeria to United Nations, took over the role from Mr. Sylvie Lucas of Luxembourg. Nigeria was elected on October 17, 2013 by the United Nations General Assembly as a non-permanent member to the United Nations Security Council for 2014-2015. This is the fifth time Nigeria will be representing West Africa on the United Nations body. It was elected to serve on the council in 1966-67, as they were killing us, in 1978-79, 1994-1995, 2010-2011. The reason why they allowed the zoo and undeveloped a country without electricity to preside over the affairs of the UN in a place where there is constant electricity was because that was what the British wanted. The British allowed the zoo to assume the presidency of the UN Security Council in 66 and 67 in order to reinforce in the minds of people that the zoo is an indivisible entity. That is why they have done it. And ever since, it has continued. Why you would allow a country that cannot battle a minor insurgent group like Boko Haram, why you would allow the zoo to head United Nations, any committee at all in the UN, defies logic. But mind you, they have oil. All they need to do is to go and say, how many barrels of free oil do you want? You tell them, they will tell you, make us UN chairman for 3 days and we'll give you any oil you want. That is how Nigeria conducts international diplomacy. They go and bribe people with barrels upon barrels of crude oil. They issue licenses to people. That is how they do their own lobbying. That is why they were able to get this useless empty seat held by Luxembourg before. But now it has fallen to the zoo to do the same. Representing West Africa, where there is untold hardship, and they are there speaking on behalf of West Africa. At least 15 civilians have been killed in a suicide bombing by suspected Islamic militants in the northeastern part of the zoo, according to officials. Six of the attackers also died in the explosion, which took place on the outskirts of the city of Maiduguri. A defense ministry spokesman said authorities said the Boko Haram group was behind the assault. At least 1,500 lives have been claimed in the restive northeastern region of the zoo this year alone, according to latest figures. Half of those killed were civilians, Amnesty International said in a report released on Monday. The organization blamed both an increase in attacks by Boko Haram and uncontrolled reprisals by Nigeria's security forces for the high death toll. Tuesday's explosion happened when a militant blew up a vehicle near a checkpoint in Borno State, the defense ministry said. The blast took place as soldiers were trying to foil the militant's attempt to drive several vehicles with explosives into a petrol station. Spokesman Brigadier General Chris Okulade told journalists. Petroleum and Natural Gas Senior Staff Association of Nigeria has advised the federal government against, they are called Pengasan, by the way, they have advised the government of the zoo against any attempt to secretly sell the four public refineries without following due process and addressing all labor concerns. The umbrella body for senior employees in the Nigerian petroleum industry threatened that any attempt to discreetly privatize the refineries will cause unprecedented industrial unrest in the sector. Reacting to a recent media report where the Minister of Petroleum Resources, Mrs. Desiani Alice Madeke, was quoted as saying the sale of the refineries was the best option and that the federal government will soon put them on sale, President of Pengasan Babatunde Ogun and the General Secretary Bayo Olowosile declared that the minister was heating up the polity of the country with her utterances. Ogun insisted that the labor, Pengasan and Nigerian Union of Petroleum and Natural Gas Workers opted for the adoption of the Strategic Partnership Model, SPM, just like Nigerian Liquefied Natural Gas Model for the ownership structure of the refineries, where core investors shall take 51% golden stake and sector union and workers shall join the government and others to buy into the remaining 49%. People do not know that those working in the oil sector are carving up that very industry. Where have you seen such nonsense before? Those of them who we are saying that they are petroleum transport workers, the new PENG, They have settled their leadership. They have given them money. They have gone quiet now. Pengasan has come up. A country of deceit. A country of lies. Deceit after deceit. Lies after lies. All the time. All they are asking for is for money to be given to them. They think we are like that. That we can be bought. Because everybody can be bought. Every conscience can be bought in the zoo. That is why we are not located in the zoo. That is why our headquarters is in London. Because everything there, they try to bribe or they try to kill. They have bribed Nu Peng. Nu Peng have gone to one side. Now Pengasan, the senior staff, they have come in. They are all asking for money. Can you believe what they are saying? Yoruba men asking for a share in the oil refinery in Biafra land. Yoruba men, Mr. Ogun, saying that they should be allowed to buy into the remaining 49%. They are sharing up all the assets, and we are abroad doing care work, doing cleaning and security work, when what they are sharing is coming from our father's backyard. Unbelievable. The military claimed on Tuesday that they have seized 288 rifles and 35 rockets from terrorists in Cameroon at the weekend. A statement signed by the Director of Defense Information at Defense Headquarters, Major General Chris Olukolade, attributed the seizure to the collaboration in fighting terrorism in the sub-region, as Cameroon security forces made the huge seizure of arms that were apparently meant for use by terrorists operating in the zoo. In addition to the rifles and rocket-propelled guns, he said that the locally made IEDs, which are improvised explosive devices, the one you place by the roadside, making the movement of armored tanks impossible. That is why you cannot deploy any armored tank in any theater of modern warfare, for those who understand that. They also recovered all these IEDs following a very fierce encounter at Abugase in Cameroon, a location close to the Chadian border. Other items recovered include pistols, mortar bombs, submachine guns, and various calibers of ammunition. Interesting. The zoo is boiling, and people are still saying that they're not in a state of war. The zoo is officially in a state of war. A former vice president of the zoo, Alhaji Atiku Abubakar, has said that restructuring of the current federal arrangement in the country should be a major focus of delegates at the ongoing national conference. Atiku, who is a fanatical Muslim and also a sponsor of Boko Haram, said the federal government in the current arrangement was too powerful. In a speech delivered at the Nasarawa State University in Kefi on Tuesday, the former vice president and sponsor of Boko Haram said the current federal structure arrogated too much functions and resources to the government at the center, thus killing the spirit of innovation and enterprise among the component parts. You are the people not wanting us to compete. The Hausa Fulani people that have ruled the zoo all this while, you people are responsible for the high concentration of power at the center. It was your own making. You created all these mushroom states that doesn't even have the equivalence of a borough status or even a local government in the United Kingdom or a borough anywhere in the developed world, because you people love stealing money. The only way to ensure that you escape any investigation is by concentrating power in the hands of the few. It is in the nature of Hausa Fulani people. The feudal system they run in the north is a rank added system. You only have one rich man in the village. Everybody comes there to beg for tea and for bread every time, every blessed day. If you don't do rank adede, you will not feed. They do not understand competition. They do not understand debate. They do not understand freedom. They do not appreciate that people, human beings, can only flourish when they are free. China is an example. People were given economic freedom. Look at where they are today. This is something that the value system that underpins the Hausa Fulani oligarchical way of reasoning cannot begin to comprehend. He's telling us that they need to decentralize. Decentralize. That is what people have been asking for years. You were there as the vice president. You did not decentralize. It is only now you are realizing that you have to decentralize. We continue to report that barely 5 months after joining Imo State Governor Wole Rochas to the All Progressives APC, a frontline senatorial aspirant for Luzon and renowned philanthropist, Chief Chidi Felix Idiga, popularly known as Jafak, has jettisoned his political romance with the governor. This is nonsense. It's gossip. We don't report such rubbish. A bunch of fools leaving a party and joining another one. What has that got to do with Biafra? The national president of Arewa Youth Forum, we must continue to present, Gambo Gujungu, has asked the 19 northern governors not to depend on the federal government of the zoo for the development of the respective regions. AYFIRAY Youth Forum, which is for Hausa, Fulani people, Islamic youth, also urge the zoo government to replicate the amnesty program for the Niger Delta militants for Boko Haram terrorists in the north. Gujungu spoke when the forum paid a courtesy call on the Minister of Finance and the Coordinating Minister of the Economy, Dr. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, in Abuja yesterday. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala is accepting Arewa youths, but you have not seen Ohanaeze youths. You have never received Igbo youths before, but you are allowing your office to be used for such volatile political statements to be made, telling people that terrorists who are guilty of killing your own people, that they should be compensated with money. The same way that Niger Delta militants were compensated. That is why, unless we move this very struggle to a very potent and militant phase, they will not take us seriously. All these storms in the midnight, you run around and make noise and dash them 50 people is rubbish. We must confront our enemies. These people are vile. The only language the zoo understands is death and mayhem. Anything else, they cannot comprehend it. Their minds are not tuned to accept peace. Therefore, we must go to war with them. We must seek their destruction. Because if they kill us, they pay them. If you pick up arms, they talk to you. If you keep championing your peaceful movement and talking rubbish, nobody will listen to you because you are in a zoo. It is dog eat dog. You have to defend yourself. That is why the time has come for us to also defend ourselves. Arewa youths are visiting Okonjo-Iweala. How many times has this lady been able to see youths from Biafra land? The answer is none, because as we have seen, even in the constitution, Islam owns you. Nigeria, the zoo itself, is an Islamic territory, is an Islamic zoo. That is why when Arewa youths come calling on Okonjo-Iweala, she will open her office doors and she will receive them. This is the news that is driving me mad. I can't understand it. The Imo State governor, the very political harlot and prostitute extraordinaire, the man that they call Malam, this very person, I don't know who gave him Okorocha, but they say he's the governor of Imo State. He said that the late Igbo leader, that is now how they describe our own general, they call him an Igbo leader, not the former president, not the former commander-in-chief of the armed forces of Biafra, the former general that led us into battle, that led us to war, a man who was the president of his country for 3 years, they are calling him an Igbo leader. Dim Chukwuemeka Odumegwu would have been one of the front seat leaders of the APC, the Hausa Fulani Islamic Boko Haram Party, if you are to be alive. This is the claim of Malam Okorocha, the man who brought Islam to Imo State, competing with Martin Elechi of Ebonyi to see who will Islamize their states better than each other. This very man, Okorocha, in a statement issued in Owerri by his senior special assistant on media, said that Ojukwu, while alive, had been concerned with how to launch Ndibo back to the mainstream of Nigerian politics after the Civil War. That, according to Okorocha, was why when Ojukwu came back from exile in 1982, he did not join the Nigerian People's Party, the Igbo Party then, MPP. That was somewhat ethnic, but he joined the National Party of Nigeria, NPN. That was both national in outlook and in operation. Okorocha went further to note that NPN then, unlike PDP of today, had an Igbo man as the vice president and other Igbo sons and daughters in sensitive positions. He said that Ojukwu also joined APGA at the time he did to protest against the gross marginalization of Ndibo by the PDP, with no Igbo holding any sensitive position either in the PDP-led federal government or in the party. Ikemba Ojukwu, they continue to say, this is a direct quote from them now, would have therefore joined the APC with other progressives across the country, having seen the party as the one that has good opportunities for the Igbos even to become the president of the country, the statement said. Since Ojukwu had died, God gave Governor Okorocha the wisdom and the vision to take Ndibo to APC. What men and women of Goodwill of Igbo Extraction should do is to be grateful to the Imo governor for leading the Igbos into APC. This is the news of this very day. On a very sad note, this is coming from somebody who answers to an Igbo name. This is coming from somebody who is presiding in the heartland of Biafra. Imo State is the very epicenter of Biafra land. It is right bang in the middle of Biafra. The governor of that very state went and brought us Islam. The governor of that state is Rochas Okorocha, Malam Rochas Okorocha, who made his money with his Hausa Fulani handlers and masters in Plateau. In just to be precise, this man came back and he's telling us that we should be grateful to him for taking us all to Islam. That after all, our general, His Excellency Dim Chukwuemeka Odumegwu Ojukwu, after all, took us to MPN. That is for people to answer. I can't answer that. I can't understand why his advisors advised him to join MPN. I cannot understand why our general will join a political party that was responsible for the killing of our people, 3.5 million, the same adversaries he faced in battlefield. It was his advisors that misled him. Because if he knew what he knew, he would not have joined APGA, would he? The answer is no. So that counters that rubbish being said by Okorocha. The general joined APGA when he realized that those of them advising him to go and play Nigerian politics were wrong. That was why he died in APGA. You must not forget that. And APGA was formed by Chief Chekwas Okoria. He formed it and invited the general to come and join. And the general came and joined him, and they built it up until the vandals and the vultures came once again, as has always been our story as a people. It was the bad advisors that advised the general to go and join MPN. It wasn't of his own making. This is Radio Biafra News presentation on this very day. Uche has remained with me. Uche has remained with me. The barrister I cannot find. Although the barrister told me that he will be somewhere, he's not at home. For that, I forgive him. But Uche Mefo has remained with me. And Uche is my deputy. He has been deputizing in my absence. But today I am anchoring this program from this very location. Please go ahead. What do you make of the very lengthy news we are presenting today, please?
Yes, thank you very much. I don't know whether you're hearing me.
Loud and very, very clear. Loud and clear, I must say.
Okay. There are a few news headlines I want to comment on. First of all, the Jamboree in Abuja in the name of National Conference. Of course, we do not have any hope in anybody going there to say he's representing our people. Because in the first place, Nigeria has expired. Nigeria is living on a borrowed time. And so we do not have any direct connection with anybody going there. We are reporting everything happening there in the Zuko, Nigeria, because most of the developments have direct impact on the lives of Biafrans living in different parts of that contraption called Nigeria. And just as we predicted, the National Conference has started experiencing certain problems, bedeviling the zoo called Nigeria, and that is why we are saying that there is no connection between the so-called ethnic nationalities that are jammed together, packed together like slaves to continue to live in that abominable country called Nigeria. And so they are fighting themselves already. Those who are the owners of Nigeria, those whose the so-called Nigeria is their father's estate, the Hausa Fulani oligarchy, whom the British government, either by hook or crook, handed over the management of that estate called Nigeria for their selfish economic interests and to the direct disadvantage of Biafrans and other people living in the southern part of Nigeria. We have been clamoring for justice and equity, and in the middle of 1960s, precisely between 1967 and 1970, the Biafrans had to defend themselves against orchestrated war of aggression by both individuals and public institutions in that contraption called Nigeria, and indeed with tacit collaboration and support of the British establishment to make sure that anything against their economic interest, which is to keep Nigeria one, must be crushed. And the Harold Wilson government in those days, the Labour government of Britain, relentlessly supplied Nigeria with weapons with which they crushed Biafrans, and in agreement and tacit support of the other world powers. They fought Biafrans, the Biafrans being the people of God, the people God has gifted with a lot of skills and intelligence, held off the world for good 30 months before they finally surrendered. And we were forcibly reintegrated into that country, promised with the false hope, false arrangement of program of reintegration, rehabilitation, and others, the three hours.
But can you check, please, can you tell me, is there anywhere that this visible rehabilitation, can you name one single place where this so-called rehabilitation took place? Can you name one thing that the government of the zoo ever did for our people since after the war?
Nothing, absolutely nothing. And exactly, I'm coming to that in a moment. And so this program was fraudulently administered, and to show that this is a fraud and that there was no truth in it, all the events, all the developments that led to the defense, the Biafrans, of aggression from the Hausa Fulani Nigeria, controlled Nigerian government in the first place, are still happening. Nothing has changed. Rather, it is a change of emphasis. It is a change of emphasis manifesting itself in economic strangulation, unemployment, political ostracization, and disenfranchisement, and in the recruitment of criminal elements in the East, in Biafra land, and the sponsoring of such elements, individuals, with enough finances, with enough money, with enough wealth, more than they can ever require, to keep themselves and their families and their cronies comfortable. And these forces are the people being used to suppress the good opinion and yearnings of the Biafran people. And this has continued for decades. And we are saying here at Radio Biafra, and indeed all indigenous people of Biafra in different parts of the world from which we are exiled, are saying that it will not continue, it is no longer business as usual, and that something must be done. If we are angry about that situation, we must do something. The experimentations in the past at resuscitating Biafra was met with insincerity, fraud, and criminality. And we are saying that the name of Biafra was soiled, and that we are here to reposition Biafra and to put Biafra once again on the world stage. Biafra remains a thorn in the conscience of the international community. That is why they have done everything humanly possible, especially the Nigerian government, to make sure that Biafra is wiped out of history books. They have also tried to remove it from the internet. Nigerian government has made exceptional efforts in making sure that the Biafra history is not taught in schools. All our roads, industries, educational system, all those things that held the Eastern region together, none of them have been resuscitated under their program of rehabilitation, which Gowon, the greatest war criminal on earth living, the greatest war criminal who is still surviving and truncating the whole world. He brought out that policy, and it was a killer. Awolowo himself, who was a minister at the time, also used the 20 pound, 20 naira killer gift to silence the Biafrans, and indeed the Igbos most importantly. So we are saying that who
Yes.
Who shed blood must pay for it. What Nigeria today, what is happening to Nigeria today is nemesis. And it is both spiritual as well as it is physical.
Uche, isn't it quite interesting that everybody that has a hand in the killing of our people from the north all the way, they are now experiencing the same problem, isn't it?
Exactly.
They are now being killed the same way they killed innocent women and children that did nothing to them. These people we're going to remember on the 30th.
Exactly. They started again. They started with Metasina and all sorts of things in the north. They have also found solace in the use of Boko Haram. They started off by killing Christians in northern part of Nigeria, and indeed the Biafrans, the Igbos in particular, who are living in that part of the zoo called Nigeria. They started by killing them off, burning churches and their businesses and other places of abode belonging to them, harming their economic interests. They started by doing this, and indeed they thought that they would achieve whatever result they wanted to achieve. And it appears that there are no more Biafrans in the northern part of Nigeria, and even if there are, they have changed to what they forced them to change to, which is to change to their Islamic religion. And they do not see any other person they will shoot. They do not see any other person to kill. They are now killing themselves. And now they want amnesty. They want amnesty.
And isn't it quite
they
ironic?
Say that,
Uche, isn't it ironic that anybody that kills us, they give them money through amnesty. Anybody killing us, and the most worrying part of it all is that the same money, where would that money come from? From Biafra land. They sell the oil at Awomama. They sell the one at Okwa. They sell the oil at Ohaji. They sell the one at Egbema. They sell the one at Aguleri. And they use it, even the one in Iguacha. And they use the money to go and pay people, killing the same people that come from these areas. That is what I find objectionable, and I find abominable.
Exactly. The oil wealth in Biafra has become a curse on Biafrans. And if you want to become popular, kill a Biafran, kill an Igbo man, and you'll be compensated. And that is the game plan of the Northern House of Fulani oligarchy. That because the Niger Delta militants came out and defended the oil wealth that they are using against them, the wealth that come from their land, the wealth that come from Biafra land, which the House of Fulani oligarchy are using to kill them, to marginalize them, they fought against it. And they were settled to some extent. They not now wanted those who are killing, who are slaughtering, who are maiming innocent citizens, and indeed most Biafrans living in that part of the world, to be compensated. They want them to be compensated to live well for killing Biafrans. And that is against nature. and whatever goes up must come down. They are not going to succeed. They will continue to come up with one program or the other which will be going against them. Biafrans are no more living in northern part of Nigeria, and even if they are living, they have all gone underground and they have not seen anybody else to kill. They are killing themselves. And this is nemesis, that you cannot fight against the people of God and go scot-free. Nigeria will continue to experience one calamity to the other until it dismembers and collapses, and from its ashes comes of the original inhabitants of the land, including Biafrans. I'll move on to the next item I want to comment on, and that is on the issue of religion as well. Nigeria was single-handedly enrolled as a member, prominent member of Organization of Islamic Conference, now renamed Organization of Islamic Countries. It is unfortunate, and the man that did it was Ibrahim Badamasu Babangida, and in consultation with nobody other than the Caliphate, the Hausa, Fulani, oligarchy, who are indeed the owners of Nigeria. And this is a country that is supposed to be a secular state where no religion takes precedence, but because Nigeria was handed over to them as their own father's estate, they run it the way they wanted it, in direct violation of the rights of all other ethnic nationalities, including Christians, in that particular zoo called Nigeria. And it continued to be like that, and nobody is talking, nobody is doing anything against it, including those who are the representatives of the people from the East, and indeed the entire South. Rather, they extol those who are killing us. They extol the achievements of those who are trampling upon our rights, who are marginalizing us.
I think, Uche, I must add in, and please hold your thoughts for a second. Do you know that this whole thing, these people turning against themselves, started with cancer, we were? Do you know that? Everybody that betrayed us.
Yes.
You know, it was the killing of cancer, we were, that told me of what is to come. That everybody that had or that has a hand, even till today, or played any role in the killing of our people, that their own people will also suffer. I am reading, of course, as I always do. I don't know if you know one philanthropist called ZCOB. That is the house that Sarawiwa took over. Ken Sarawiwa. That attended my alma mater, Government College of Mwahe. This same man went to school using scholarship from the East, from the government of the Eastern region. He had a scholarship. Do you know that greed? People say, oh, we are called Igbo. We are, of course, an Igbo man, we know he is. We know Ogoni is Igbo. You are called Igbo, you are peripheral Igbo, I'm Rivers. They try to forge the name Ogoni out of nothing. He's from Kagama. He is not. There is nothing called Ogoni. It's an progression. They just couple people together. It's we have the zoo. I'm named them Ogoni people. LMA, where my aunt, that part where he's married to, that speak Igbo very well. I used to visit when I was in secondary school. That telling me is part of Ogoni, not Igbo. It's Ogoni land. Mad people. He started with Sarawiwa, and I didn't cry for him when he died. I did not. In fact, I jubilated. Because evil men like that deserve such death. They deserve it. They deserve to die for what they did against the children of God. Their own people, because of landed property. Landed property that they stole, which is nothing. They abandoned where they came from. That was where Abacha killed him. He started with him. Today, Benue people are crying. Oh, they are killing us. They let them kill all of you because of what you have done. That is why I have no forgiveness in my books. When black people are evil, you show them evil back. That's the only thing they understand. Look at Boko Haram killing us, for instance. What have we done? Nothing. We are praying and kneeling down and praying to God. Please continue.
Yes, thank you very much. Following from where you stopped, yes, they have this program, well, that are state sponsored for that matter, to continue to subjugate us, to continue to make us look less human. In fact, we are the most endangered species on this planet Earth. And there is every proof to advance to support this position. But that's a discussion for another day. And so this is the situation the Biafrans are facing in the so-called Nigeria, and the world has looked the other way. The world has looked the other way because we do not call our own. We do not recognize our own, and so anybody is treating us anyhow. And that is because also that those who claim to be representing us are not representing us. They are fraudsters, minding over their own estates, interested in their own selfish interests and the furtherance of their own selfish goals. I move on to privatization of refinery. What the perspective I'm looking at it is that in the first place, this buttresses the position the Biafran people are taking, the position that Biafra must be restored because there is nothing in Nigeria that the Biafrans have is taken. Look at the oil wealth coming from Biafra land. 80% at least of the oil blocks belong to the north and the southwest Yorubas.
And British north. And British diplomats. You're leaving out British yes. diplomats. It belongs to British diplomats. If you go there as a high commissioner, they scramble to go there. At least you come away with an oil block. Then when you stand up, you'll be talking nonsense like we are here to support the territorial integrity of Nigeria. Why are you not supporting the territorial integrity of your own country, Britain? Why not? Is Scotland not trying to be free? Why are you not supporting their own territorial integrity? Why have you not insisted in bombing Scotland? Why have you not insisted in sinking Scotland because they want to be free? It's because you consider Scottish people as human beings and we from Africa as monkeys. That's all. That's the only reason why. It was the same English that said what is good for the geese is good for the gander, isn't it? What is good for Paul is also good for Peter. How come Scotland, of 5 million people, the population, Imo State is bigger than Scotland. How come people of Scotland can determine or decide if they want to be free or not? Even block Quebecans in Canada. Yet, a people that made humanity to know God the way it is today, they are being relegated to the background. We can all die. We've been handed over to Hausa Fulani Islamic rule in perpetuity. It's either you break away or you enslaved. Uche, and to help you, maybe you can add it, I didn't cover it before. Do you know that Hausa Fulani headsmen, as I told you people before, everybody listening, that they are going to move after you? Did I not say that a while ago? Uche, they have come into Ogoja. Hausa Fulani headsmen have now set up camp in Ogoja. Ogoja is gone physically. The woman there, their representative, is begging them. He went out to see their local shehu, begging for Hausa headsmen to go back to Benue where they came from. But they have conquered Benue. They are now moving to Ogoja. Ogoja will fall next. I told you now is the precise time to go and hit our people. And unless we regroup, Uche, unless we round up, unless we circle the wagon, unless our people understand how precarious their situation is, we will be swallowed up. The Hausa Fulani, we can announce on Radio Biafra this very evening, they have moved into Ogoja. headsmen, not Islamic school in Ebonyi, not the type of cosmetic garnishy Islam of Okorocha. The headsmen, the people responsible for the slaughter of thief people, the people responsible for the mayhem all across Plateau, the people responsible for the mayhem in Benue, their Radio Biafra listeners, they have arrived in Biafra land proper. They are now in Ogoja. Please continue.
Yes, thank you very much. And yes, it calls for, just like you said, serious reorganization and change of emphasis. We must recognize the fact that every human being on earth has fundamental freedom and rights. First of all, to live, and secondly, to enjoy other rights accrued to it. We have the right to life, we have the right to religion, the right to freedom of association, the right to enjoy other things that life has bestowed on us. But here, a group of people who know better, who think that they know better, the owners and handlers of the zoo called Nigeria, says that if you don't believe in what they believe in, then you are not worthy to live. And they are carrying it out to the letter, and nobody's saying anything. And it has become a tradition that any day you do not believe in the ideals and the wisdom of the Hausa Fulani oligarchy, then you become an enemy. You will be killed, and nobody will talk about it, and nothing will be done. Not even the Nigerian government, not even your government, not even your senators, not even your House of Rep members, not even your governors will defend you. You are on your own. And here comes a time when we must live up to the fact and the reality that it is not always when you are told to die, you die. We must stand up and defend ourselves, and to defend ourselves, we must equip ourselves with every amount of ammunition, every amount of arms, every little weapon at our disposal to defend ourselves.
Yes, Uche, can you hear me?
Because they have come with superior, so we must release them with superior. Sorry?
Yes.
I can hear you. Are you hearing me?
Yes, I can hear you, Uche. I actually want to read the news. This same news that broke today, that I was reporting, I want to read it out. They say Fulani herdsmen in caution raises fear in Cross River. We are making it very clear. The chairman, listen very carefully, please. Everybody, wherever you are, because our lines will soon open. Please do not despair. We know people are dying to speak to us. Please come to us via Radio Biafra on Skype. That is working. Radio Biafra is working. Some people have been trying to come through on Viber. If you call us on Viber, we may return your call. If we do so, please answer it. The chairman of Ogoja Local Government Council in Cross River State, Rita Abuanyim. Uche, did you hear the name I read?
Yes, I heard.
I'll repeat the names.
He said Rita Abuanyim.
Yes, Anyim is her name.
Yes.
Ogoja. But they're in River State. In River State, there are some of them who have been fathered by Hausa for say they are not Igbo people. But Anyim is there. And Pius Anyim, the former Senate President and now Secretary to the Government of the Zoo. His name is Anyim as well. How funny is that?
Yes.
We must continue because we are the same people. Every day we prove it here. Everybody is one. We are all Igbo people. If you like it or not, all the way from Lower Benue to Opobo, Igbo people, Ndi Igbo Kunobo. Your tribes may be different, but Igbo people, you are. That's who you are. Igbo is not a tribe. Igbo is a nation. And then you have tribes or nationalities within it. Those nationalities determined by the language you speak and the names you bear. The chairman of Ogoja Local Government Council in Cross River State, Rita Abuanyim, has raised fears over the incursion of some Fulani herdsmen from neighboring Benue State to the area. The Fulani herdsmen, they have come to Biafra land, haven't they? Did I not tell you that they will come? Did I not tell you as you're asking questions, saying, oh, what are you doing? Explain yourself to me. How do you spell your name? How do you spell your mother's name, your father's name? Where do you come from? How did you come to England? What did you read? As you're asking these silly, useless, pathetic questions, Fulani headsmen are heading to your village. We must continue. In a meeting with the Hausa Fulani community living in Igoli, Ogoja, she said the headsman relocation to the area posed a security challenge. Of course it does. She appealed to the community through its head, Alhaji Adamu Asaba, to help talk with the headsman to move from the area to another place. And you know what happened? If you try to force them to leave, it's over. They are now in our land, you see. The conquest has begun. More than 5,000 cattle have been shifted to Ogoja, and the community is not happy over the development, and the Fulani headsman is danger to the people. This is according to the local government chairperson or chairman, Rita Abuanyim. This is now Rita speaking. You should, as a matter of urgency, talk to the Fulani cattle rearers to relocate, as there is no space in Ogoja to accommodate them, she said. The chairman used the opportunity to thank the Hausa community for the support she has enjoyed from them, and reassured them of her government's readiness to carry everybody along. Alhaji Yakubu Adamu appreciated the chairman for coming to address them over the issue of the Fulani headsmen before taking an action. He assured the chairman that they will do everything possible to make sure the cattle rearers return to where they come from. He said they have enjoyed peace throughout their stay in Ogoja and will want nothing to spoil the relationship with the community. Uche, they have come. The cattle herders have arrived in Biafra land, and you cannot shift them without fighting them. You see, as we are busy prevaricating, as our people are busy going to Yoruba churches and giving Pentecostal pastors their money, as our people are busy talking about things that are irrelevant, the Hausa Fulani headsmen have moved in, and people who do not know how they operate, they are at the front. I call them the rangers of Boko Haram insurgency. They are at the vanguard of Boko Haram. Anywhere they settle, they entrench and they fight and they defend it. Uche, they have come. The Fulani people have arrived in Biafra land. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much for that update. Yes, just like you have said, yes, our people were warned, and we continue to warn them. And some of them are arguing, some of them are saying this is propaganda. And now it is happening in reality, and nobody can deny that. But what are we going to do? The politicians, the so-called politicians, are doing nothing. Those who say that they are evil leaders of thought are doing nothing. Rather, they are romancing Nigerian government to the disadvantage of their own people. And so we cannot fold our hands and watch all this continue, because we are at the verge of extinction. And the only option we have is to defend ourselves. If they kill us, we kill them back. If they hit us, we hit them back. And we must.
Yes, we must. We must. And our lines are open.
Whether anybody likes it or not, we are here to exist.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Uche, I was merely informing them that our lines are open. You can call us on Viber. If you call us on Viber and we cannot take your call, we shall endeavor to call you back. Please ensure that your Viber line is also active and open. If you call us and we cannot take your call, please, we are going to call you back. This is Radio Biafra. Uche, please, you proceed to conclude as our lines open, and you shall remain with me. Please go ahead.
Yes, let me conclude. Yes, we must defend ourselves with every arsenal at our disposal, whether anybody likes it or not. It is written in heaven as on earth that we must live, even in law. We must live. We have the right to defend ourselves, and there is no other time than now.
And that is exactly what we are going to do, isn't it? That is what we are going to do. Uche, stay for me, please. Stay where you are. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The first caller we have gotten on Viber. That goes to show that you're listening. This is Radio Biafra. We are somewhere in Africa. Please give us your name and where you are.
Yes, this is Ifai Ichuku Igwesi calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia. I know it will be a Malaysian that will call us. You people are formidable. And I love you, all of you, Malaysia. Please go ahead.
Yeah, praise. I'm so happy with the work you are doing over there. And we are here trying our best to see how we can restore the state of Biafra. We are not relenting. We are doing all the possible things we can, and we are working with you. The promise I'm making to you now is that Biafra is standing with between now and next year, because we have some underground plan that we are trying to carry out.
Yes.
But we are trying to keep this out of the air. As soon as things work out our way, we will let you know about it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I trust those of you in Malaysia. I know what you can do. Malaysians are very formidable. I trust them. I have said it before. The new formation of Rangers as a fighting force in Biafra land will be exclusively drawn from those of them in Malaysia. They are very, very formidable. And we also have somebody else on the line. I don't know. Uche was with me before. I don't know if Uche has come back to conclude, but I will ask Uche to wait. There seems to be somebody on the line. Can you hear me, please? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Are you?
Yeah, can you, yes, I can hear you. Can you turn your system down, please? Turn it down.
Okay. Director, this is Chukwemeka Ojukwu calling from France.
Thank you very much. Please turn your system down. I welcome you to the program. Please continue.
I have turned it down.
Go ahead.
So, Director, yes, I just thank God for what we are achieving in this course of Biafra struggle. I thank God. I thank Chukwu Abiyama, who have been sustaining us all, sustaining you as well, and all the board of Radio Biafra.
Thank you.
And there is something I want to. There is something that is always baffling me, in fact, disturbing me a lot in this struggle. That I want us to talk more and emphasize on it so that our people will know really who they are. Because, you know, if we keep on reading news to our people, they will be listening only news, this and that, and they will never do anything. Do you know the worst part of it is that the worst thing that will happen to a man is not to know who he is. And this thing has been disturbing me. Because our people doesn't know who they are. Biafrans doesn't know who they are. They don't know who they are. That is one thing I learned from Americans. If you know how Americans are very proud of their flag. You see that their flag, that American flag, they can die because of their flag. That their flag, whether poor or rich, anywhere you see an American, that person is very proud of being an American. They don't joke with their what they are. And our people doesn't know who they are. You know, I was discussing with some people, you know, I told you I was going to go, I was going to
Igbo meeting. How did it go?
Yes, I went there, I saw them, I spoke with them, my brother, in fact, they were all weak, weakening them, because they never knew such truth. I told them, and none of them could argue. They were so relaxed. You know, when I finished talking with them, it was as if should they clap for me or should they do what? I don't know, because I addressed to them. Do you know the worst thing? You know and I'm talking it here on air so that everybody should know the way to approach our people. It is not.
Stay where you are for a sec. Stay where you are, Ojukwu. I don't want to cut you off. Let me tell the person on Viber to stay where they are. The caller on Viber, can you hear me? Can you hear me? The caller on Viber, can you hear me?
Yes, director.
Yes, stay where you are. You are next. Ojukwu is on the line from France. Yes, you're next. Stay where you are. Don't disengage. After all, it's Viber. Stay where you are. Do not disengage. Ojukwu, continue, please. Go ahead.
Yes, and this is what I am talking to everybody, every Biafran, that first of all, before we go into this struggle, director, permit me to tell our people that the first thing that will make us move forward is to know who we are. Is to know who we are, because a lot of people have lost their identity. Their identity, who you are. Biafra is a religion. If anybody will prove it wrong to me, let that person talk. Because as I am talking to you, director, if you go to my village and you call yourself a Biafran, you go to the village and before the elders of the village, you want to lie, you want to do abominable things, and they ask you to remove your shoe and stand on barefoot on the ground, on the floor, and they will ask you now, tell us now the truth. If you ever lie and you last more than 2 weeks, know that what I'm saying is lie. That we are the children of God, direct from God. Do you know, director, there's something that we don't know, our people doesn't know, and that have made us to be very cheap and low. That thing is, there's two type of children of God that people doesn't know. Those pastors, they can't tell you. There's two types of children of God. There are children of God direct to God. That is the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, of which we are. And there are children of God by His grace.
That is correct, of course. By the grace brought through by Yeshua, of course, we know that.
There is children of God direct, and there is children of God by His grace. Our people doesn't know this. That is the reason why you go and kneel down for a pastor to lay his hand on you. You that is having connection, direct connection to Chukwu Abiama. You that is having direct connection to Chukwu Abiama. Which one do you prefer? Look at, it's like a father who has some children, biologically, the children, and he went ahead and adopt some children. Do you think that they are going to be the same? There's nothing that will make them to. They know, yes, these are adoptive children.
I will help you.
Ojukwu,
I will help you out.
Yes.
It is, as I said before, everything happening now has happened sometime in history. And as your analogy is absolutely correct, even Abraham, there are those born by the wife and those born by the maid servant. There are those born by the wife and those born by the concubines. That is how I can put it. There are those fathered by the man of the house and by the wife of the house, let's put it that way, and those fathered outside. That is a very big difference, my dear brother. Anybody that approaches Chukwu Abiama, he is not discriminatory in that regard. That was why Yeshua came, as to come and redeem them. We accept them. We know that. But we know those who are the legitimate children of God. We belong to that category. We know those who are illegitimate. Although they accepted, but they are illegitimate. You will round up for us. A lot of people are trying to get through. This is Radio Biafra. A lot of them are on the line screaming to get through. Please, you round up for me 1 minute. Go ahead.
Please, director, please, this is very important. So that our people will not be focusing their attention in oil, petrol in Nigeria, in that country. We don't need it. Because even Isaac, the promised child of Abraham, that God gave Abraham as the promise. For you to know what is happening, go and read it in Genesis. You will see that Abraham, when Isaac came, Bible said that Abraham touched his lap. He said, his servant, touch my lap and they promised me that you will go to my fatherland, my land, and get a wife for my son, Isaac. And they do the same thing. And when Isaac got married to Rebecca was barren. Rebecca was barren. And do you know what happened? Do you know why God accepted it to be so? Because God wanted Isaac to know who he is. Isaac was the only person in that Bible, any man that did not marry two wives. No matter the fact that the wife was barren. But Bible says Isaac prayed for Rebecca, his wife. Isaac prayed for his wife, Rebecca. And Rebecca conceived two nations. two nations, Jacob and Israel, two different nations, and God chose one out of it, which was Jacob, Israel, which we are today. And that was the reason why we continue God's children, God's people, direct. Please, let us stop oil, petrol, this thing and that. Let us our people know the reason why they should come and rescue their land. Their land is a holy land. God told Moses, the place where you are standing is a holy land. Remove your shoe, because the place you are standing is a holy land. That is how our own land is holy. We want to take it, and we don't care about oil. If they want to drown inside the oil, let them drown inside it. We don't need it, because we know that our God is capable to give us even more than that oil. With everything we touch.
Of course.
The Bible told Abraham that question, whatever you touch, you will touch.
I will bless.
Whatever your hand touch, you will be blessed.
It is not about oil. All the greatest achievements known to man, including E equals M squared, the foundational basis, I will believe, of modern nuclear physics as espoused by the scientist Einstein, you will know for certain, you will know for sure as well, that every great invention, there is a Hebrew behind it. Who brought out internet? Is it not Emma Gwale? You see, our people do not understand who they are, and I will keep telling them until they understand it. Maybe they will listen. Maybe they will, one day something will go inside them and say to them that indeed you are the children of the Most High. You are directly descended from Chukwuabiama. I said direct, not through the back door. Direct. When Yeshua was saying you can only go to the Father through me, of course he was right. He brought mercy and salvation to those who are uncircumcised, those who do not partake of the Father. That is all. But there are the children. He went outside to bring the Gentiles, outsiders, to come in into the Father's compound. That is all. Imagine it as an ancient compound you have. One of the sons there said, oh, Father, I'm bringing these people. They said they want to live in our village. I'm bringing them to you. And the father was, okay, allow them. Give them this land. Let them go there and build. As a brother in the same house, you cannot then take your own brother to go and show your father. It's impossible, you see. It is impossible. All those analogies are there to guide us. We have somebody on the phone. That person will tell us where they are calling us from. They have come through to us on Viber. You will turn your system down. You will give us your name and where you're calling us from, please. This is Radio Biafra. Turn your system down. They are not listening, are they? Can you hear me? Turn your system down. I'm speaking to you, please. Turn your system down. Yes, I'm speaking to you. Go ahead, please. Raise your voice. Come closer to your system and raise your voice, please. Can you hear me?
Hello, can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Raise your voice. Come closer. I've spoken to somebody on Viber before, and it was very clear. I don't see the reason why yours should be any different. Hello? No, they are not paying attention. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, please. Yes, your name and where you are.
Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Good evening.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. I can hear you.
My name is Chenna Festus Wakama. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
From Dakar in Senegal. Please go ahead.
Yes, I can hear you very well.
You are listening to your system. I find this thing irritating. Talk to me via Skype. Why are you listening to your listening device? I don't get it.
I'm greeting the entire radio of Radio Biafra.
Go ahead.
Especially Barrister Nnamdi Azef, which MFO, Barrister Mamezu, and other members of the Radio Biafra. Please, I'm interested in all this that you are doing, and I'm happy that you people are doing well.
Are you part of us in Senegal? Are you part of the Biafran family in Senegal? Are you part of us?
It is there, that place.
I'm asking you a question. Are you part of us? No, I don't think that they are not paying attention at all. We have somebody on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hey, I'm Daniel Chichi, calling from Oslo.
Daniel, Oslo, Norway. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, please. In fact, I'm very happy about Radio Biafra anyway. Things are improving. But the fact is that I heard that Fulani herdsmen are entering Ugoja, coming closer.
Not
to
that
us,
you heard.
It's a havoc.
They have entered.
Don't know what we are doing to.
They have entered, not you heard. They have entered Ugoja. They are there, not somebody heard. They have entered Ugoja. So the onslaught has begun. The march has begun to come and take you over.
Oh, so sir, what are we doing? What are we doing about it? Because me, I think it's time for military service. Eh?
I've said it. Military service. How are we going? How are we going to buy the guns and the bullets?
Military service. At least people are in Europe. Here are wasting. Many people are in Europe.
We the ones that we sent home. We are struggling to feed them. We sent people home. We are struggling to feed them. Can you hear me? I can hear you very well, though. I can hear you very, very well.
Yeah, I'm hearing you now.
Yes. I said that is why we need everybody to support what we are doing. We need the support of people to support what we are doing so we can afford to buy guns and bullets and ammunition to go and fight this very battle. You don't fight war with man.
My contact is still available. I don't know.
Your contact?
Thank you, what I want you to do.
Are you part of us in Norway? Are you part of the Biafran people in Norway?
Yeah, but our people are still our problem. No. Some people, they, if you talk about Biafra, they are crazy, you know.
No,
they don't even want to hear anything.
Then we don't need them.
About money.
We don't need those people. You know that. We don't need them.
Yeah.
No, we don't need them. This is Biafra. We don't need those people. We are marching on relentlessly. Nothing is going to stop us. Anybody that wants to be part of what we are doing, go and join Biafrans where you are on this earth. If you are lost, go to Facebook and look for Biafrans. Then you type in the name of your country. If you're in the USA, Biafrans in the USA. If you're in Ireland, Biafrans in Ireland. In Italy, Biafrans in Italy. If you're in Norway, Biafrans in Norway. Go there, you join your people, and you see what will happen. We want to utilize it. The Hausa Fulani people have moved into our territory. They are now in Ugoja. So their onslaught and their conquest has begun.
Yeah, what more? I think the best thing we have to do now is to start hitting our people. The hitmen there, the PDP people.
We cannot. It is not them. They are not the ones stopping you. The ones stopping you are yourselves, not those criminals. They are not the ones stopping you. You have not done enough. As Ojukwu said, you have not loved Biafra enough. Talking about Biafra is easy. Do you love your country? If that is yes, then what have you done to prove it? We have a caller on Viber, I believe. Can you hear me? We had a caller on Viber. I'm only presuming that they are still there. Can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I can hear you loud and clear.
Can you move closer to your microphone, please, and you give us your name once again and where you're calling from?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Go ahead. No. No, it is not. He is listening through another device. Our people are very, very strange. He is listening through another device. We have a caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? There is a caller on Skype. They cannot hear me. Is that what they are telling me? Give us your name. The caller on Viber, can you hear me? Yes, please, go ahead.
Hello, my name is Chukwu Emeka Adinolefo. I'm calling from Indonesia.
Thank you very much, Chukwu Emeka, but your voice is low. I spoke to somebody on Viber before. The voice was very crisp. How come your own voice is so low? What is going on?
I don't know. I'm talking to you through my phone.
Yeah, through your phone, but your voice is extremely low. Your voice is very, very low. That is the problem that we're experiencing. I don't know how we're going to do it. I do not know. We have a caller on Skype, I believe. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, sir. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Please go ahead.
Okay. My name is Arin Sechuku. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal. I'm from Umuduru to Isunjaba in a low sector.
Yes, go ahead, please. The world is waiting to hear from you. Go ahead.
Actually, sir, I thought to thank you for the job you are doing in the restoration of our motherland. Almighty God, guide and protect you, and also continue to strengthen you to the end of the journey in Jesus' name.
You say?
Actually, sir,
yes.
I thought to get a proper clarification on the 10,000 battalions which Gozier is in charge of.
Yes.
To avoid getting in a wrong page on Facebook. Likewise, yesterday program when one of our called from Taiwan and asked of the 10,000 battalions, the directive name. Hello, are you hearing from...
The world is listening. Please, turn your system down and talk to me via Skype. Please, go ahead.
The directive name give to him and the directive name you give to him on Facebook, which I went on Facebook, and the name that I saw on Facebook, the one that you gave is not the same. So I got to get a confirmation from you before I can be able to join the group on...
I'm here. This, are you on Radio Biafra London? Are you on Radio Biafra London? Are you on Radio Biafra main page, Radio Biafra London? Are you there?
Yes, I'm there, yes.
Yes, if you go there in the next 10 minutes, the correct Gozier, the link to Gozier's Facebook page will be there. I am asking Karomonde, I'm asking everybody who's listening to go and put the link of Gozier in every announcement from now onwards. We need people to understand what we are doing. We want our people to go and be part of Gozier's 10,000 man battalion. It is there on Facebook. Gozier 10,000 man battalion. That is what it is. Anyhow, if you inbox Gozier, he'll be able to direct you to the correct place. We need 10,000 men. Then we know we are serious for this battle.
Okay, sir. I will do as you just said. And the other thing I want to comment on the issue of Fulani Katorialas as the last news which you read. So I think what Imam Mezu said over the news is
what? Go ahead.
Outright. Hello?
Yes, I'm listening. Go ahead. So is the whole world. What did you say? What barrister said? Yes, go ahead.
I mean, what he says over the last news about cattle rearers, I think that is what we have to carry out right now, because we have endured many things. I mean, we have endured a lot of things. So I think right now is our time to show our true colors.
Yes, and we are not. That is why people need to go and join Gozier's 10,000 man battalion. We are not going to show them something with word of mouth. We are going to show it with action. That action is what is required, and that action starts from people being able to honor a very simple pledge they have made. People being able to understand that we need to go out and purchase weaponry. People making sure to understand that we have foot soldiers, we need to feed them, we have to mobilize them, we need to deploy them accordingly, and we need to sustain this very campaign. It's not come here, we are gone tomorrow. If they wait for victory for 2 weeks, if it's not coming, they run away. We are training you to be resilient like Radio Biafra Editorial Board. We never quit. We never say die. We don't get discouraged by one or two mishaps. We continue until we overcome it. That is why today we are formidable. We are formidable for the very simple reason that we confront every problem and we defeat it. We confront it and we slaughter it. Thank you very much for calling. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Viber. Can you hear me? The caller on Viber, people call Radio Biafra and they are listening to their radio. I can't understand. There is a time delay. The speed of sound is only 850 miles an hour or thereabout. That is the average. I don't know how you expect my voice to ring immediately over your listening device. It is not mathematically possible. You will give me your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Unbelievable. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello.
I can hear you.
Okay. I'm calling from Mannheim in
Germany. Mannheim in Germany.
Mannheim in Germany. My name is Godwin Ezekwere.
Godwin Ezekwere, this is Radio Biafra. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I want to thank you for the good work, for what you are doing.
Thank you.
You are doing a very good job. We thank you. Permit me to use this time to tell my people, indigenous people of Biafra around Germany, about our upcoming in Mannheim. Our upcoming meeting in Mannheim.
When is it? When is this meeting in Mannheim happening? What date?
The meeting will be on Sunday.
On Sunday.
The contact telephone number is.
You are fading. Can you try and come back to us? It seems our lines are not as solid as we'd like it to be, but we're working on it. At least our broadcast is holding. We are transmitting live and direct in real time without fear. We do things that other people simply cannot do because we are Radio Biafra. We make things happen. I want you to find out if you can run any live, ring any radio station in Africa from anywhere in the world and listen to your voice and see if it is possible. I'm asking you to try. That is how formidable we are. As we preach this very gospel this evening, everybody in Africa on satellite is listening to us as well. In real time, that goes to show that we are indeed very, very formidable. This is Radio Biafra. If you're trying, keep trying, please. You shall get through. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No.
Yes.
Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype. I have no time to waste. If you waste time, I'll move on to the next person. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Hello?
Okay. Hello.
Yes.
My name is Ed Augustus Anene.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Barcelona, Spain.
From Barcelona, Spain. Please go ahead and speak. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Thank you. I come from the Capital Government of Enugu State, from Biafra land.
Go ahead.
By special grace of God, I am the PHR of the Indigenous People of Biafra in Spain.
Yes.
I want to say thank you to Abu Director for his good work and to thank all the club members of Radio Biafra for their effort to bring what gives us back. That is Biafra.
Yes.
Femi, this is an opportunity to announce our upcoming meeting that will take place coming Saturday by 5 o'clock p.m. in evening time.
Yes.
The venue will be at City Center. Hello?
Yes, we are listening. Go Civic Center, where?
Okay, city center. The town hall meets with their city center at Grafana's. Then anybody coming with the metro will join us with the metro line 3. That's the train line. Anybody coming with metro or train.
Metro line 3, yeah.
Yeah, metro line 3. You stop at Grafana's metro station.
Yes.
Yeah? Then numbers to call are 632-785-047 and another one is 632-028-270. Thank you. Please come on. Come everyone. Come in time, please. 5 p.m. Close.
5 p.m. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. We must continue to take as much calls as possible. The caller on Skype, you will give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Sometimes they can't hear us very well, but we shall proceed. We must proceed. We also have a caller on Skype on the other Skype line. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Thank you. My name is Tony. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Yes, from Malaysia, but your voice, unfortunately, is very, very low.
All right. Because I wish if time could permit, you know, there is one motion I just want to correct.
Yes, I need you to raise your voice. I don't know what is going on. Your voice is low.
You know, the place we are, sometimes we don't really raise voice over like that. You know the place we are. So I wish you can hear me a little bit.
I can hear you, but your voice, unfortunately, is too low. It cannot sustain this very conversation. That is the problem I'm having with you. I cannot hear you very well. And if I cannot hear you over my headphones, that means that listeners all over the world cannot hear you as well.
All right, is it okay now?
It's improving. Go ahead.
Okay. If it is okay now, I think I can continue. You know, it's about this issue of the fighting of Boko Haram and what they are doing. If time could permit to me, I have about 109 verses of the Quran.
No, we know what Quran says already about them. They have come in. What are we going to do to stop them? If we read these verses in the Quran, is it going to drive them away? These cattle herders now in Ogoja.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh?
So those passages.
No. I do not think you're listening to me. You're not following what I'm telling you. All those passages in the Quran, if we go through it, will it drive away the cattle headsmen? I don't want their people are telling us that they're killing us and we are busy praying and reciting verses in the scriptures. That is laziness. I will not accept it. It's not possible. Let us see if this line will hold up. We have a caller on Skype. Give us a name of where you are, please. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can the caller hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? We are trying to take as many calls as possible. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Hello? I can hear the background noise. I don't know if they can hear me. The caller on Skype, is it possible for you to hear me? Then people must come to me via Rapid Response 68. Please, Rapid Response 68 is the number. If you're able to get through there, please you try and speak to us. Rapid Response 68 is the place to be. If you call us there, we should be able to take your call. This is Radio Biafra. I am reporting to you from an undisclosed situation. I don't know why this is, it rings and then you take the call and for some reason it's not performing. I don't know. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No. But the number just rang now and they cannot hear me. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Can you hear me? The caller on Skype?
Yeah, I can hear you clearly.
You can hear me very clearly. Others can't. Please go ahead. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, good evening, in London, and good morning from Jakarta, Indonesia. This is Chinwoke Nwuzor calling from Jakarta.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Please continue.
Yeah, I want to commend you all for this struggle, and I believe strongly that everything will be working out as according to our plans. And I want to advise my fellow Biafrans that if they don't have good communication tools, they should try to get one and stop making causing nuisance on the telephone and the Skype line, so that people will call in and say something very important. If you are not capable to call in Radio Biafra, kindly stop. This is my own advice, please. This is just all what I want to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And your advice is taken. It's a very simple one. It's a very short one. It's taken. You're calling us from Indonesia and your line is perfectly fine. I can hear you very well. It's like you're seated here yes. next to me. It's very clear. If yes. you know that the device you're using is not capable of sustaining any meaningful call, I am in Africa. We are testing our equipment. If your equipment is not good enough, it won't be able to come through. So make sure you're using the right equipment to be able to call us. You can reach us on Viber. We are
that
also
is what
on
I'm
Skype.
Saying. They are causing nuisance. It's not advisable, please.
Thank you very much. I hope they will listen to you. Thank you very, very much. Your call is very crisp and clear, my dear brother. And you are calling us from Indonesia. Very, very crisp and clear. And we want others to emulate as well. Please, if you call us, you give us your name and where you are. Listen and talk to us via Skype or via the phone. In this case, Viber. Please give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I can hear noise there, but I'm not saying anything. That's exactly the problem we are talking about. So sometimes when we don't take calls, I think that people should understand. I don't understand this very thing that is going on. You know, yes, those adding, if you're adding Gozier to your Skype contact, to your Facebook contact list, that is not what we are all about. You go to Facebook, it is only for those, the 10,000 people that have made a pledge of £100 each. That £100 each will go towards the purchase of weapons for our people to defend themselves now that Hausa Fulani people are there. We don't have the money, quite simply. So we need to go and purchase those weapons. And to do so, we need 10,000 man battalion. We also need those that are going to be able to support our work that we are doing on a daily basis. Those people will continue to support us through PayPal on Radio Biafra website. They will continue to do so through their various zonal and national coordinators worldwide. That money continue, but for the 10,000 man battalion, it is exclusively to make sure that our boys on the ground are equipped well enough to go and confront our enemies. We don't want to do any raid by 2 a.m. in the morning with broomstick and then donate and dash them 50 people and run back and be talking nonsense. No, we want to meet our enemies head on. We want to fight them and we want to defeat them. Very, very important that we win this very war. We cannot stop halfway anymore. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? No, they can't. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? We have people on Skype. I don't know what on earth is happening to them. The caller on Skype, is there any way you can hear me? This is Radio Biafra. No, they are not following. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype? No, no, but I can hear them when they go off. I can hear them when they are ringing. Doesn't make sense to me. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
I can hear you.
Please go ahead. What is your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Awudi Wechidebere. I'm calling from Biafra. I'm calling from Igwocha.
You're calling from Igwocha and your line is very clear. And people are telling me they're calling from Germany, they're calling from Italy, and their lines are not clear. Please go ahead.
It got a problem on the network.
Go ahead, please.
So I'm Awudi Wechidebere. I'm the Biafran coordinator in Biafran land.
Wonderful, wonderful. Please go ahead.
Everybody of Radio Biafra, UTMFO, Karamonde, Nandekano, the professor, and everybody of the team. I'm very happy and I'm a diehard Biafra. But what I want to contribute is that anybody that calls within Nigeria, within the Zoological Republic of Nigeria or Biafra land, they should be informed that they should join our team locally. There's coordinator on every platform, on every state has their own coordinator. They should fight. Join their team in a Radio Biafra London Facebook, their local team as in the state coordination, so that they can join and help to build up the team. Because everybody's calling, they are diehard, they are not contributing locally. They are not, I don't see what they are doing. Because here, the contribution is even affecting us, but we thank God that we're moving ahead. Thanks to Ikechukwu Nyago, Rita Anubog is really doing work fine. We thank God for her. She leaves everything that she has to do the work, and she's moving ahead. That's what I want to contribute. And all the people that are contributing one way or the other, we thank God for that. I believe I am a guest.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much for that. We also, that is our coordinator for the entirety of Biafra land, Ikechukwu Enyago, and the advanced team, they are at home in Biafra land, and we must support them. We ask them to leave what they are doing abroad, all of them, to go home to serve their country. And they abandoned everything, a sacrifice that other people cannot make. They are at home as we speak. The Fulani headsmen are coming. If anything, they are the advanced parties that will organize to make sure that we stop these people before they encroach any further. Are we going to confront them by reading Psalm 23? Is that how you stop somebody with AK-47 assault rifle? By reading Psalm 4? Or by saying, our Father who art in heaven. Is that how you're going to be saved? Or are we going to confront these wretched vermin from the depths of hell? We must confront them. And we are relying on you to be able to do so. If you cannot make your pledge publicly, go and speak to your coordinator. If your coordinator does not listen to you, you make us aware of that very person. We are here to make sure we defend our land, not by rhetoric. Or just mere talking for the sake of it. We are here to put action behind the words that we speak. We have somebody on the line. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, I can hear you. Good evening, Mr. Director.
Good evening.
This is Abel. Also, I'm calling from Israel. This is the PRO, Israel Unit.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I want to remind our fellow Biafrans of our meeting. Due to the upcoming rally, we decide to be doing the meeting every week. So I want to remind them we have meeting this week on Friday by 6 p.m. at 1 Levinsky, the usual place. For more information or details, if they want to call, please, they can call this line 972-54-3285-326. Or they can also call 972-52-597-2271. Please, 6 p.m. this Friday.
This Friday. Now. This is in Israel, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I trust what you people can do in Israel. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. People must listen. If you're in Israel, your meeting is coming up now on a weekly basis. We are going to remember our dead on the 30th of May, and we are asking that they come to join us. Their spirit, of course, in this very battle that we are about to engage in, so to speak, because we are going to win. We said we are going in to win, and we are going to win. People should just simply watch and see, because Biafra is the inheritance of Chukwuebiamah himself, and Biafra has come to stay, essentially. We have somebody on Viber. Is that correct? Can this person hear me, the caller on Viber?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You can hear me, please, your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Ezebilo Badibua. I'm calling from Vienna, Austria.
From Vienna in Austria. Please, Ezebilo, before you continue, can you tell the listening world, because this is Radio Biafra live transmission, everybody on this earth is receiving it once you have the right tools to be able to listen. Can you tell us what is happening in Austria, please, so we know?
Director, like I told you before, there was a time I called telling you that when you are in a country, when you receive social money, you think everything is, you know,
social money.
You will think that you have got it all.
You've arrived.
And you don't lack anything again. When you have children, they pay them every monthly. You receive money for your children and upkeep and everything. You know, direct. I heard you the other time say that you receive £18. That one, I think the money you receive is more little. For your son, you understand me?
Yes.
They receive something much bigger than that, you know. So they think everything is all right with them, you know, without knowing that they are losing their identity. Director, I don't know. We go every time with my brother Kinsley Nnamdi Onwumeh. Even this Sunday, we went for evangelism. We always go. We went to Enugu people, they had their meeting last week Sunday, and we went there to tell them about that. Well, I can see the way they responded to us, they received us very well, and their response was actually very good. Yeah, I understand, because we are going around telling them about our demonstration on 30th of May.
Yes.
You understand, Director? We are actually doing our best, only that the people we have here, I think, because there was something Dr. Chike told me. When
yes.
We asked him, how are we going to mobilize our people here in Oxford?
Yes.
He laughed. He laughed. Do you know what he told me? That word he told me has never gone out of my head. Almost, I remember it almost every day. Director?
Yes.
He told me that the people we have here mostly are Nigerian Igbos. They are not Biafran Igbos.
My goodness.
Then I begin to wonder, what is it for somebody to be a Nigerian Igbo and a Biafran Igbo? You understand? So I found out that when you see a Nigerian Igbo, only thing he talks about is the only thing, everything are concerning Nigeria.
Yes, that's
and
how you know them.
Going on there is there is nothing wrong with it. That everything is going on well in that country. That is how we know Nigerian Igbos. Everything happening in Nigeria is well. They are okay with it, perfectly okay. There are people who are hoping. Oh, things will change. Good Lord Jonathan is doing a lot of things now. Good Lord Jonathan is doing, there will be a transformation. Don't worry. You know that man, because he doesn't talk much, he's doing a lot of things. When I sit down, I say, since he entered there, what has he done?
No, they'll say there's a style. He is using style.
I say, what airport? The airport has been in existence before he came.
Of course now.
He transformed it to international, which is not even...
It's not international. Only one airline can go there.
Enough.
It's only one airline that can go there. That is Ethiopia. Only Ethiopia can go there. So people saying it is international, international. Can you fly from USA to that place? Do you spend 2 days? First of all, you fly to somewhere, you then join Ethiopia Airlines, you go to Ethiopia, you spend God knows how many days, then you fly to Enugu. Is that how to do international travel? We know that Enugu Airport is truly international when the likes of British Airways, Virgin, Emirates, US Airlines, United, when they start Etihad, when they start flying straight and landing there, then we know we are international airport. Right now, we are reversing our assessment that Enugu is actually an international airport. It is not. It is a sub-regional airport. It is a stopover where they drop passengers on their way. It's a bus stop for airline. That's what it is. Enugu is not an international airport. That's what we are saying. The fact you can fly from Ethiopia and land there, it is a stopover. That's what they do. Like people stopping to refuel. Only this time around, they can disembark passengers. That's all there is to it. Enugu is not an international airport. Any day people can fly from London straight to Enugu. If we can fly from Atlanta, from New York, from Washington straight to Enugu, then we know we've arrived. Not spending 1 week on the road trying to get to Enugu via Ethiopia. That is nonsense. Absolute bunkum. And we don't accept it. Enugu is not an international airport. Anybody citing it as achievement by Jonathan is clearly mistaken the way we were before. And the first person to put my hands up to say we got it wrong. Enugu is not an international airport. It's a stopover. Go ahead.
Yeah, Director. Actually, so I can boldly say that the most of the people we have here, they are Nigerian Igbos. And Director, do you know the funniest part of it? Mm. When you give them something, they will accept. They will promise you.
That's what they do.
They will promise you, but they will never come.
No, they won't.
They love promising, Director. They love promising. I have never seen that kind of people before.
It's deceit now. It's yeah. Their country. Their country is replete. Yes, now. Their country is replete with deceit. Deceitful people. Duplicitousness and deceit. That is what they have in abundance. And that is why they are going to fail. And that is why they have failed, because they are in the zoo. That is why we must continue everything we are doing to ensure that Biafra comes in truth and honesty. That some of this rather very deplorable attitude and conduct of some of our people will be consigned to the dustbin of history. Because we must make sure that this Biafra we are talking about is built on solid foundations. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Don't give up. How is Dr. Chike anyway?
I'm not sure actually the reason why I called.
Oh, please go ahead. Don't be offended. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling just to let our people know, because Director, I'm tired. Every time somebody will come and begin to preach to me in Jesus' name. There was something somebody wrote on our Radio Biafra Facebook page that this Jesus name, we used it in 1967 to 1970, we never won the war. Why can't you put down that Jesus name and let us be serious for once? Our people think every time he's praying, the time for action, we continue praying. I don't know what is wrong with us.
I will tell you what is wrong with us. It is called...
You pray, you read. Can't you put that thing aside and concentrate for once?
What?
I don't want somebody... begin to preach for us. We are not this is not a church. If they want to preach, let them go to their church and preach there. We are here for serious business. You must be serious. Don't come here and what rubbish for us. We are not interested in your voting. You must be reasonable and know this is freedom fighting. This is not a time to preach what is it called, your New Testament, whatever. I am not interested. Come here and tell us what we are going to do to restore Biafra and not to preach to us. What is wrong with our people? Every time you preach, every time you pray, can't you? Are you not tired of praying that since you started praying, we never made any move at all? Your prayers has never done anything at all.
And it won't until you back it up with action. As our brother explained a while ago, which we are trying to get across to them, for most people they don't understand. Yeshua, who the Greeks rebranded Jesus Christ, is actually one of us. He came here to bring a message. And incidentally, it was only the Ebonites who agreed. Ebonites are part of the Hebrew family. It was only the Ebonites, we got into that history later on, only the Ebonites that agreed that what Yeshua was preaching was correct. That indeed the gospel of Yeshua is gospel of redemption. Everybody agreed. There is no problem with that. And they even went as far as going to Constantine not to Christianize the message of Yeshua. People don't know this. It is there. If you go, it's very simple. Go to Google. In fact, go to Wikipedia. Go and type in Ebonite. Ebonite. Or the Ebonites. Ebo. Ebo. You know, like Ebo landing. Ebo landing, so to speak. The Ebonites. Ebonites. Or Ebonite. You will see that our ancestors believed in the message that Yeshua brought. We believed in it. Of course. The only thing we said is that you're not God. And he never called himself God. That is the thing. And we went as far as going to Constantine to say to Constantine, please, we are begging you, do not make this man God. And they said no. Because, as somebody said, people that came through the back door are now telling us that they are the children of God. What utter errant nonsense is that? You are not. I am directly descended from Chukwu Abiyama. My mother's village is called Umuchukwu. The children of God. The children of God. Do you have anywhere in the Western Hemisphere where people come from a place called God's village or the children of God village? The answer is no. I am directly descended. All these other ones are... for want of a word, they're just basically like concubines, you know. Those given birth to by second and third wife. We are the children of the first wife, the firstborn. That is why we pray to God direct. Anybody can worship whatever he or she chooses. As for me, I worship Chukwu Abiyama. And as I said to them before, you called Jesus in 67 to 70. Those that gave you the Jesus did not come to save you. Now we go to the Father direct, to Chukwu Abiyama. Then you see what is going to happen. It doesn't stop you from praying or worshiping whatever you want to pray and worship. All we are saying is that remain truthful. Remain upright that God may love thee. Speak the truth without fear, even if it leads to your death. And more importantly, you must remain without fear in the presence of your enemies. That is why I am here broadcasting. That is why I preach this finest gospel on this earth, the restoration of the heavenly kingdom of Chukwu Abiyama on this earth. And that country, my dear brother, is called Biafra. We don't want too much preaching. We want to be given the opportunity to go and defend our honor and integrity. We want to go and reclaim our land from the infidels. We want to go and fulfill the promise that Chukwu Abiyama made to us. Because if Biafra does not come, then that means that God doesn't exist. But because we know he exists, that he doesn't change from day to day, week to week, year to year, because we know that his words are yea and amen, because we know that the way he was in the beginning, he is today and shall remain so forever, because we know that he doesn't change, because we know he's the creator of the heavens and the earth, so do we know that Biafra is going to come. Nobody can stop it. No human being can stop it. Only our complacency can. Even at that, as somebody said to me, that's why I love Biafrans, you see. He said, why do you worry? Why do you castigate these people? Leave them alone and go and pray to Chukwu Abiyama. Say, if not because of a few people, that Biafra will not come. If that is your portion, then you go and embrace it. You shall pray for your people rather than castigate them. Since that day, I left them alone because I listen to reason. When somebody is debating with me and you make sense, I concede. And I said to my dear brother, it was a suggestion he made on the air, you actually correct, you see. Let us go and pray for them. Because most of them, especially those in Austria, they are in ignorance. But one thing is certain, they will not inherit Biafra. Everything they did not pay, they will pay it. They will not come in, they join our enemies, and they die with them. As simple as that. Ojukwu was right, you see. There is no force that can defeat us on this very earth. And we are about to prove it. Not because we are being complacent or we are being bellicose. We love everybody on this earth. We are going to prove it to them. We are not discriminatory people. We do not kill. We don't pillage. We don't covet. We are the children of Chukwu Abiyama, sticking very closely to his commandments. There is nothing said in the holy book which we do not abide by. Go to the book of Leviticus. You see it. That is who we are. The Ebonites, please go and see it. Google it. Ebonits. Do your research. You then know how learned we are. This is Radio Biafra, my dear brother. Thank you for calling. We shall proceed. I do not know how many people we have on the line. If you're lucky to get through, please, you must stay where you are until I come to you. If you are not through yet, you must continue trying. You have to keep trying. This is Radio Biafra. And we must take your calls. If you call us, we shall listen to you. You give us your name and where you are. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. I thought they were going to speak to me, but they couldn't. But we have a caller also on Viber. This caller, please give us your name and where you are. We are Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? Somebody is calling, but they are not saying anything. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I'm talking to you, please. You called me. You should be able to hear me if you're listening to your earpiece. Raise your voice for a second. This is Radio Biafra, and the whole world is listening, even on satellite. Please go ahead and give us your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, I'm Chibua Zaiwala. Actually, I'm calling from Owerri, Imo State, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Please raise your voice for me, Chidiebere. I like your name, Chidiebere. God is merciful.
Chibueze,
God is king. Chibueze means God is king. Is that correct? That's what Chibueze means. God is king. Go ahead.
You're right.
Go ahead.
I'm calling from Port Harcourt and says the new Biafran connector. So I would like to hook up with him.
Yes, can you go to Facebook? I believe that Biafra is on Facebook. Are you on Facebook?
Yes, I am.
Chibes, are you on Facebook? Go to Facebook. You will see Yes, I can hear you. You will see Biafrans in Biafra land. That's all. You go and join them.
Okay, Biafrans.
Yes, that's all. Yes, if that doesn't exist, it should exist by tomorrow morning. Carol, Monday you will set up a new Facebook group, Biafrans in Biafra Land. Ike Chukwe Nyago, who is our Secretary of State, shall oversee this, and also our dear sister and Africa representative, Rita Nebog, whom I have not heard from in a long while now, speak on the air. You must be in charge of this.
Because the other time I called in, I declared my interest to use my computer skill to work for Biafra. So I'm still waiting for a call from Enugu.
That call is going to come, my dear brother. If you bear with me and stay where you are, it is going to come. We have a caller on Skype. Please give us a name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Nma Danaka Chukwu Ahagotu. I'm in the United States of America right now.
And which state, to be precise? I was there only a few weeks ago. Which state are you calling from?
Okay, right now I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, but I do reside in Washington, D.C., the DMV area.
Thank you very much. Are you in any way, shape, or form related to our own Chioma Ahagot?
Of course. That is my cousin, but I call her my little sister. Yes.
Okay, you're welcome to the program. It seems Biafra runs in the family, and we are delighted to have you. Please go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to, first of all, definitely commend you for all that you all are doing for the people of Biafra, for my people. I'm really just elated. I'm very excited to know that there is some kind of hope of going back home someday to live and reside in the land where my father is from and where I, too, am from. Wow, I don't even know where to start. One, I wanted to know, I guess, what can we do? Yes, I am in America, and I have visited Nigeria plenty of times. That useless place I visited
it's
so
a zoo.
Much.
We call it a zoo, the Zoological Republic, where you have wild animals roaming free. It's a zoo.
Pretty much was my experience. I've gone there, reaching out, you know, just trying to connect so-called people and trying to, you know, see what I can do as a music artist, trying to make a difference. And it's like you said, it was a lot of bad experiences. They want you to lie. They want you to just lie down and accept anything. In fact, if you can just make yourself into a whore or a slut, that's what they'll like. They don't want to see anybody speak truth and speak about peace or justice or anything like that. I know that for a fact because that's how I was. And it's like everybody just wanted me to turn around and be somebody different. But anyway, who cares about that? My point now is I wanted to know, I guess, what can we do? You know, people like myself, how can we find out more? How can we definitely become a part of this movement in a major way and find out more so that I can inform other people? I've always tried to take the responsibility of reaching out to people who really want to know the truth. Like I, too, myself, I've always searched for the right, real thing, how myself as an African human being can live and support. All they tell you is, oh, just go to church and, you know, just do what everybody's doing. But I'm just not satisfied with that. I want to know what to look forward to. What can I look forward to?
What you can look forward to is to participate in this very wonderful calling, which is a calling born out of conviction, born out of every hope.
Amen.
Born out of hope. Born out of the fact that every man is created equal. Born out of the fact that you cannot have a country where little girls give birth and sell their babies. Born out of the fact that you cannot have politicians who can go into a national treasury and rob everybody blind. Born out of the fact that we have been a very civilized people from time immemorial. We are seeking a restoration of that very glory. We are here convinced that our mission is just. We are here convinced that we are determined to build a new civilization. That civilization is Biafra. We need everybody's involvement. We need your involvement, people of your caliber, people of your category. But the only thing that worries me is that there seems to be too many Ahagotus in the USA. Is there anybody left in the village at all?
Right, right. I do have some family there, but not many. You're right. So many of us are here in U.S. And in fact, we have a big wake keeping that's coming up this weekend. I'll be traveling tomorrow, to the wake keeping for my auntie, who actually was alive when the Biafra War was fought.
Yes.
And, we're burying one of our elders.
Yes, I think I was in the USA when the church keeping was going on. I was in the US.
It's
when
so many
I had
people. In fact, I was hoping that me and Chama can even. Oh yes, yes. Oh, that's wonderful. So you were able to attend that with Chama?
No, I didn't. I didn't attend. No, I wasn't able to attend. I think that was happening somewhere in around the Washington area or something, or Virginia. I couldn't quite make it because I was in Maryland at that particular point in time. So I wasn't able to go.
Okay.
But what I want you to do is to do exactly what your cousin is doing, is to join Biafrans in the USA. We are on Facebook. If you go to Facebook, the same field where you search for your friends, you please type in Biafrans. Friends in the USA. That's all. You'll be able to join us. And over there, you will see a lot of people who are as polished as you are, as educated as well, who are seeking the same thing that you're seeking, which is a path to truth and honesty. And that is where we have firmly anchored Biafra. Truth and honesty. We want to build a civilization that even Chukwu Abiama himself will be very proud of when he comes here, because we want our land to be recognized as a very holy place, because we know we come from a very holy part of the world, and we know we are the only righteous people on this very earth, and I have proof, facts to prove that. Please, please, my dear sister, we need all the people that you know, including the baby. We can hear the voice. We need everybody to be part of us. Everybody. They have to come along, please.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes, he is a Biafran young man. He will know.
Wonderful.
Trust me.
That's how we train them. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Your cousin shall keep you posted. We expect you to be very, very active, not just in the USA, but amongst the community of Biafran women in the whole world, under the able guidance of our dear sister Ngozi Madu, who happens to be in Sweden. Your cousin will supply all your details to Ngozi Madu, and they shall make contact with you. We need people like you who can go out and please convey to the world our very firm belief that we have every right to be free under the sun.
Oh, yes, and I will. I have a newfound purpose in life. It's not even new, because it's been in me since I was a child. I've known that this has been in me, but I didn't know how to express it. And now.
Yes.
Now I know, and I will definitely continue. May God, may Chukwu Abiama bless me and help me and guide me so that I can be strong and wise and work with you all and make this thing happen no matter what it takes. And I agree.
Your family is rocking, and we like that. Especially the Ahagotu women. They are very, very strong, and we welcome them.
Anyway, but that's only blindness.
Of course, I agree with you. completely. And may Chukwuaba bless and guide you, my dear sister. Thank you very much for calling. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. We are broadcasting to the whole world via satellite. If you have not given a gift of satellite to people at home, then there is something wrong with you. You must plan it at least this very Christmas of this year, since that is all we recognize. If you want your people to hear about our rally all over the world, very, very shortly, I expect plans to be concluded for those of them in Biafra land, and in fact, indeed, in the whole of Africa and also the rest of the world. We expect our coordinator of coordinators to be able to make it possible for us to place orders that people may go to our villages and install satellites for our families. Even when you come back, if they say, oh, MTN is not working, there is no network. No, we are coming via satellite. Everybody, every Biafran in the world, you need a satellite in the village. You need Radio Biafra, because very soon our television is coming there as well. We are going to envelope the zoo in a blanket of truth. That lies may not escape. We will suffocate it. We will kill it off and it will die off. We have somebody on the line as well. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Are you talking to me?
I'm speaking to you. You've been waiting. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. I'm very, very glad to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead. Please turn your system down and then you proceed. Go ahead.
My name is Obioma.
Obioma, what is your surname? What is your surname?
It's my name. Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. You're the one stopping. Go ahead and say what you want to say. The world is waiting. Go ahead.
I am calling from Qatar.
Yes.
I want to express my gratitude to what you are doing, what you and your team are doing. I'm really, really grateful. All along, since I have been a child, I grew up with the stories and things about Biafra, but all along I have never found, I have not been moved this way since I met you on Radio Biafra.
Yes.
I'm really, really glad to meet you.
Thank you.
What I want to say on this platform is about some of our brothers, both here in Qatar and elsewhere. Since I got hold of this Radio Biafra, and I have been listening to it every day, unless I do not have a connection. Once my connection is up, I listen to Radio Biafra, and I make sure I preach the gospel on my Facebook page and every other means that I use to communicate. And I am happy that the people I'm communicating with are responding. Example is the one Nnamdi that called you on 25th of March. He is one of my fans, and I am very, very happy that someone like him is following the cause. And I believe what he can do, because he's an online market expert. I know what he can do with the media.
Yes, that's wonderful.
So, I want to use this opportunity to talk to our brothers in Qatar. Most people are not responding. Director, less than 5% of us is what is turning up here in Qatar. I must tell you.
Yes.
I know how Udensi have been trying. He almost a kind of like tried to fight people in the street here. Honestly.
But they're in Arab country. Do you know if they have given them something? Maybe very soon they will start preaching. Are they from Ebonyi? Are they Islam from Ebonyi with a free certificate to go, or free passage to go and study in Qatar? Do you know if these people are from Ebonyi state?
In that aspect, I met one Biafran that converted to Islam. I almost shed tears. I looked for a way to drag him out from the place I saw him. But unfortunately, I couldn't take him out. I don't know what they gave to the guy. He's an Anambra boy. This boy converted.
Is he in Qatar?
Yes.
Is he also married to a fellow man, like Obama is encouraging them to do? Is he married to one of them?
That I cannot say. So I want to use this medium to talk, as in to let them understand the reason for us to go. I personally, I have passed through the ordeal of maltreatment and answering third class citizen in Nigeria, in that zoo called Nigeria. I served in the north as a youth copper. I know what I went through. 2011 election, I know most of my colleagues that lost their lives. We were beaten up, Director. After that, I sought for job. This thing that happened in NIS the other day, I have experienced it live. I don't know when our youth will start thinking, all right, honestly.
So what do they say is their problem? Because in all over the world, people come up with useless, pathetic, egotic excuses. What excuses are they coming up with?
The most reason I found out from some people was Ricky's betrayal. If you talk, they will tell you, it's been long we have been hearing this story.
Are you
some
serious?
Some people engage me in an argument, director, believe you me, when I ask them a few questions, like the way you ask people, they will close their mouth, they will not talk again. Where I work, whenever the bus that I take to work, what they call me is OB Biafra, because whenever you talk,
we can hear the sound coming through. Please, can you turn it down or turn it off?
It's my brother here that want to. He just heard my voice and he want to talk to you too.
Oh yeah.
He just came. That is his own device that is making the noise.
Okay.
So, I have been trying to make sure I get as many as. Though I am getting some people, about 3 new people came to our meeting last Friday, and we are having another meeting this Friday. So I'm still using this medium to tell all your friends in Qatar, whether you have been to the meeting before or not, we are not asking anybody that doesn't have money to bring money, but all we need is that number. That is what I am preaching. Please come out. If you are a Biafran in Qatar and everywhere, make sure you identify yourself with Biafrans in Qatar. We know the condition of things here, quite sure. We are not mandating anybody to do anything, but what we need is that number. I want, just let them just come out. Let our number increase.
And when is your meeting happening? When next are you having your meeting? That's what I'm
wondering. We are having our meeting on Friday. On Friday by 2:30 p.m. Qatar time.
Yes.
We are having our meeting by 2:30 p.m. Qatar time. Beside Grand Mart. New Doha Complex is the venue.
There was this musician that spoke to me once. I don't know if he's in United Arab Emirates or in Qatar. He said he's a musician that he plays in Arabic language. I don't know where he is. He said he will donate a place where our people can be meeting. I didn't hear from him again. Maybe people from Bilie got to him. Who knows? You know that Satan works in many ways. Go ahead.
Okay. So that is the address. The address is New Doha Complex, very close to Grand Mart. When the person gets to Grand Mart, he will see the place that we are having our meeting.
Yes.
Yeah. Or better still, they can call my number. I am the assistant secretary. They can call my number. My number is 30130479. Hello?
Again, repeat the number.
The number is 30130749. That is the number I can be reached on. Or they can still call the coordinator here in Qatar. Any which one that they can get first, let them just call and they will get to us. It's very close to Grand Mart. Grand Mart is not far from bus station. It's the center in Doha. It's the center of Qatar. Whenever they get to bus station, Grand Mart is not is very easy to locate. And whenever they locate it, the place we are having the meeting is beside Grand Mart. So that is it, Director. Director, I have my brother here who wants to talk to you.
Yes, let him go ahead, please. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
And good morning and good afternoon to other places all over the world.
Go ahead, my dear brother. Go ahead.
This is Awele Ogwejiofo from Anambra State in Biafra land.
Yes.
Abatete preside.
Abatete, that is where our own Uchemefo comes from. Abatete, please go ahead.
My honorable director, I will first of all give you a vote of thanks, and also it's my pleasure to talk to you today. I've been trying how to reach you on this line, on through this media, but I'm happy that my brother connected to you today. I've added you on Skype, but I can't connect to you. Every day I used to, I listen to this platform every day. I try to talk and share my own opinion on this platform, my honorable director.
Please go ahead.
I'm so happy and I'm so dry. I'm so overjoyed that we have someone like you who volunteered himself to take us on this long journey. My honorable director, I know I may say it's long, but I know it's short by God's grace, by Chukwu Abiyama.
Yes.
Who actualize this, our dream.
He said,
My director, this is what I'm going to say.
Thank you very much. Thank
our
you
brothers here in Qatar, mostly those one I used to call from I had those one I call and he's talking about Owazilike from Qatar here. I listened to the program that very day.
Yes.
My brother there, I say that if I have the opportunity to see them face to face, I would have even started that war here with them immediately before we get to the place we were heading to. Because they should know what happened. They should, what Uzuka have done for us. Uzuka have done nothing only to deceive our people. Uzuka have done nothing to be collecting money from on the supermarket, people that bring containers and everywhere, causing havoc everywhere, and then telling the landlord and the people how much they will pay, how they will do this, how they will do that. This is not what we want. This is not what we want, my honorable director. I want to thank you so much and thank all your boys, all your colleagues, all the people that are around you, the barrister, the professor who gave us the lecture the other day, and the other lady, what is her name?
Karamonde. That is Karamonde. That is our dear sister, Rita Nebog. A very strong lady herself.
I had her, yes. I had her spoken that very day, and I felt so I almost shed tears here. Yeah. My brother, we are in a big ship, but they don't know. We have suffered so much in this hand of this Katrobiara, this useless, stupid, hopeless people that call themselves our leaders in Nigeria. I don't know what my people will start to reason. Yeah? I don't know what my people will start to reason. My honorable director, any day, any time you want us to proceed on this journey, my brother director, just make your sign and we will proceed immediately. My director, I'm happy. I don't know what to say. I want to tell you, but I'm overjoyed. Yes. I'm happy that we have someone like you. And what I want to tell you that we are fully solidly behind you. We are solidly behind you. If the Lord is going to give us Biafra, all of us are going to burn to ashes in that country.
He said, I pray to that because every living organism will die. Because if they say we cannot live.
Imagine we are in this country, my daughter. If we tell you what we are passing through in this country, that I know that, they're not up to my own state, Anambra state. How many oil they have here that is even higher than my own state, Anambra state? I know they have nothing here, but my own. They are treating us like slaves here. And all because I have a stupid, foolish government that don't want to care. Useless set of people, scattered all over the world looking for green pastures. While we have everything, milk and honey, many resources in that our country.
Very, 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 sir. Thank you very much, my dear brother. I welcome that. And I also welcome the fact that you said anytime we call upon you, you shall answer us. Thank you very much for that. The artist I'm talking about is FJ the King. FJ the King is the name of the artist in Dubai. FJ the King, if you're listening or if you're listening, anybody that knows him, inform him that he gave me his word. Privately, he assured me he's a musician of some renown and note in that part of the world, in Dubai. He appears on Arabic TV. You gave me your word, and I expect you to honor it. Please, you told me privately that you will do everything within your powers to make sure that Biafra is firmly established in Dubai. People met you as well, and you confirmed to them that you're going to do that, that you're not hiding, you're not somebody that runs away from something concerning your people. I hold you to those words, because as we speak this very evening, the Hausa Fulani hordes, they have made their way into Ogoja, and to dislodge them from there is going to be very difficult. Each time we delay, any day that we delay our offensive against these people, any day we delay our, I won't call it retaliation, our counter thrust against them, then things are getting even far more difficult than we had imagined or hoped, and it will cost infinitely more resources than we can ever dream of assembling. Therefore, a stitch in time saves nine. That's what they say. We must go and confront these people head on before they establish a very strong foothold in Biafra land. If they do that, we will no longer be discussing this anymore. Mind you, that once they link up with Ebonyi and they cut us off through Owerri, we are their masters are waiting for them. One is Martin Elechi, the governor of Ebonyi. The other one is Okorocha. Once they are able to link up with their own people in Abakiliki and they make it down to Owerri, we are cut into two, into half. You then become extinct, basically. You then become extinct. We don't want that to happen. I don't know if Gozie can hear me. Gozie, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Oh, I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
Wonderful. I can hear you. This is Radio Biafra. You will proceed because the world is waiting. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Hello to wonderful people of Biafra. Good evening to all Biafrans worldwide. From London here, obviously, I'm saying good evening because it's evening here in London. Just a quick message to all the people trying to add up in the battalion group. Unfortunately, I'm unable to accept you all into the group because the battalion is basically a 10,000-man fund. Basically, we're kicking up the funding just to kickstart the funding of Biafran Defense Force, and it's just 10,000 men that is going to start this, and we can't not accept you if I haven't received your receipt or confirmation of your payment. Unfortunately, I'm afraid we can't do that, and I do want to encourage all Biafrans to come in and join hands, and let's do this together, because if we don't defend Biafra, there will be no one else there to defend it for us. Like when we did make this call, it was about the time that we saw that the Boko Haram and these terrorist guys have all got, but unfortunately, as we're talking today, people are not really coming up that strong. I do ask them to please come up strongly and let's defend our land. These guys, they've got helicopters, not one, not two. So that is to actually let us know that things are really getting out of hand, and if we don't defend our own land, no one is going to defend it for us. So fellow Biafrans, please come out and let's do this. Just 10,000 men. And Dr. Uzokwe, yeah, you did make a call. I heard you the other day on radio. I've been trying to get across to you, but it's been pretty much impossible getting across to you, really calling you out. Please do join in, and let's make this happen. Thank you to all wonderful people of Biafra, and Director, I do appreciate what you're doing to doing for our people and the Biafrans entirely. And I also call on the youth. It's our friends, those are home, and wherever you are, just come out. Do not be scared of no one. Do not be scared. It is our identity. If we can't fight for it, no one else is going to fight for us. We've got to fight for it for ourselves. So please come out and join this struggle, and let's do this. And it is in our bow hand right now, not in anyone else's hand. Be our friends, please do this, and let's get our republic, okay? Thank you so much, Director.
Thank you very much. Can you please give us the name? Some people may want to reach you, not just add you. Some people may want to reach you, at least inbox you via that very platform. What is the name of this Facebook group again, please? Can you hear me, Gozie? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. You was breaking before, but then I can hear you. Yeah. I had your question.
Yeah.
You want the name of the group?
Yes,
yeah,
please.
But giving out the name of the group, a lot of people are trying to add up in the, because the group is already out. It's really easy to find. But I will only add those who's made the payment. So they could easily, what they could do is to email 10,000 men, M-E, Mike Echo November, okay, battalion at radiobiafralondon.com. I'll still put that. I'll put that out in the page, and it's also been pinned. Of 10,000 as in words, number, which is numeric, 10,000 men, M-E-N, okay, Mike Echo November, okay, battalion. So, at radiobiafralondon.com.
Yes.
The email that I should be able to reply them. And to fellow Biafrans, please, and let's do this. Let's defend our country. Because if we don't defend it, no one is going to defend it for us. And I also saw a couple of comments and people trying to find out if people who don't have up to £100 can get in this. Unfortunately, I'm afraid this call is for those who can actually pay £100. So that's the reason why I've got 10,000 men, okay? So we can know exactly where we are going. No, we can't send out men out there without the right equipment, without the right material to do the work. This is the reason we're calling for this space. Thank you so much, Director.
Thank you very much for calling. I like it when young men are enthused about Biafra. I like it when people who are as old as we are refuse to take up this very mantle. I begin to worry for their mental state. This is Radio Biafra. A lot of people are on the line everywhere. Even though we are where we are, people are still calling us. This is Radio Biafra. We have somebody on Viber. You will give me your name, please, and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yes, please. I'm speaking to you, the caller on Viber. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I don't know if the call is waving a little bit. I don't know if you are hearing me clear.
I'm hearing you clearly, but your voice is a bit low. But I can hear you. I can hear you very, very well.
Okay, thank you very much. This is Dooms of Biafra from Belgium. I just want to announce to the 10-man committee, which we have newly formed, that our forthcoming meeting is on this Sunday by 6 o'clock in the evening, and all Biafrans in Belgium is obliged to also come, apart from the 10-man committee. So if you are listening there,
yes, where is this meeting happening in Belgium? Where is it happening in Belgium? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, where is this meeting happening in Belgium?
We are going to... The meeting is going to take place in Chase Garden in Antwerp.
In Chase Garden in Antwerp. When? What date is this meeting happening and time? Date and time. Chase Garden in Antwerp. This is the meeting of Biafrans in Belgium. Chase Garden in Antwerp. What day and time for this meeting, please?
This is that will be the 5th of April, and the time is 6 o'clock evening time.
6 o'clock is Biafran time, not African time. 6 o'clock in the evening on the 5th of April in Chase Garden in Antwerp. Please try and be there. Our people in Belgium, they are rising up. They are waking up, and we are grateful for that. We have somebody also on Skype. You will give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Are you talking to me?
I am talking to you, my dear brother. Please go ahead.
Okay. Oh, my name is Ernest Omubu Emeli. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
People in Senegal are very strong. Are you part of the family in Senegal? Are you part of us in Senegal?
I am the PRO of Indigenous People of Biafra in Senegal.
And Chukwu Abiamah will bless you for that. Please go ahead.
Okay. Okay, I just want to make an announcement of our coming meeting this Friday in Yongolen. So I urge all the Biafrans to try to, they have been trying, I urge all the members to try and come to the meeting, because right now we are preparing strongly to make sure that we participate in this worldwide demonstration. So I want to give out the number so that if any new member that want to come to the meeting that do not know the particular place, you can call those, these numbers, 7786 47 644. I repeat, 7786 47 644. Another number again is 7681 5932. So director, I just want to confirm from Godze, because last time he said about this 10,000 battalion, I made some payments last 2 weeks, $100 from my own side here.
I know. Is that 100? Hang on. That 100, are you paying it? Because some people support Radio Biafra on their own. We must make this very, very clear. Some people support Radio Biafra on their own. It doesn't stop them. I'm coming. Let me make this very, very clear. Because Karamonde, let me finish, please. Because Karamonde has been inboxing me, giving me information. Things have to be done very, very clearly. There are those that support Radio Biafra through PayPal on their own, just because they understand the work we are doing, that we have to continue doing it. There are those that support Radio Biafra by contributing to the national levy that is placed on everybody, that they have to contribute every blessed month. And there are those, so that the Gozier's one is extra. It is not, it's a one-off thing. You pay £100, because the $100 that you sent, if I'm not mistaken, is somewhere in the region of £58. So you have 42 more pounds to go.
It's 100 pounds that I send.
Okay, you send.
Before I made the payment, I contacted Gozier. He was the person that gave me the information.
Okay.
So I just want to be, and when I made the payment, I contacted our coordinator here. He was the person that forwarded the information to them.
Okay.
So I just want to confirm from him. He's my friend in Facebook. Yeah?
Okay. Inbox Gozier. Because if you can scan your receipt and send it to him, then you would then be added to the 10,000-man battalion.
Another thing again I want to confirm. I just want to announce that we made our monthly contribution from Senegal here last week.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. So even Senegal in Africa has managed to pay, and some people in Europe are giving excuses. But now
Director, I just want you to do us a little favor. I understand a lot of people that is calling from Senegal here, many of them is not among us. They are not in our member. There's one particular caller that always call from Senegal here. When you ask him, he will tell you that he's among us. That person is not our member. He's just deceiving himself.
Yes, I am. Thank you very much for that. Anybody that calls from Senegal, now from now onwards, I will ask you if you're part of us. If you're not, then we'll not take your call. There's no need people just coming here and talking when others are paying for it. Maybe the time has come for us to enforce a little bit of discipline. People just can't pick up the phone and speak, so that people all over the world will hear your voice, and yet you're not supporting what we are doing. It makes no sense to us. Other people are doing so, and those people are not stupid. I am rather startled, and I need the coordinator of all coordinators to give us an update by tomorrow. Or give me the names of those that have resigned. We are now in April. They said, oh, allow us, give us some days. We are now in April. And from the information I am receiving, only France, amazing, only France, Senegal, Angola, and Greece. Imagine Greece. That is why I like Nnamdi Obodeji. I have told him, we don't necessarily need their money, but they keep coming up with something all the time. Greece, of all places, Greece. I commend them.
Okay, Director, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And God bless you. Thank you very, very much, and God bless you. We are making it very, very clear, please. Everybody, I expect all the national coordinators to contact the coordinator of coordinators. Either you are tendering your resignation, or you are giving him an update. There will be no excuses, and no prisoners will be taken. Before the Hausa headsmen came into Ogoja, did they inform you? Did they take permission from you? The answer is no. We need to respond appropriately. I need Uchenna Onyema to come on the air tomorrow and tell the whole world where we are.
Emevokotleyala, our people are not prepared to fund a movement of this magnitude. How do you expect me to commit men to battle with wooden guns as we did in 67 and we are slaughtered and massacred? That is nonsense. It cannot happen now. We have to give them everything they need to do this very work. So we are making it very clear. It is either you're with us or you're not with us. As my dear brother Luke Wanonu will say, who is our coordinator in Chicago, he says either yes or no. He doesn't believe in maybe. Either you're in or you're out. There is no somewhere in between. I want to know how many coordinators manage to mobilize their people or manage to coordinate enough to ensure that their monthly contributions came in. I need the list tomorrow. The ones that did not make it should tender their resignation immediately, or I will announce their names on the air by tomorrow. I am giving tomorrow as a deadline, 7 p.m. tomorrow. I need Onyema to come here to give me an update and to the hearing of the whole world, because we are open. Radio Biafra is whiter than white and whiter than snow. That is why we speak with every ounce of conviction. That is why anything we touch turns into gold. Can you believe what we are doing? We asked you a question. I said something to you before. Call every radio station you know from Africa. Ask them, do you run a worldwide phone-in service where anybody can call you from anywhere in the world and you hear your voice in real time? Try and do that. People must try and do that. Very, very important. That way you will appreciate the magnitude of the work we are doing. Because it comes to you so easy, you think you don't know what we spend to make sure. Do you know how much we have spent for the past 3 days battling to make sure that we broadcast very clean and clear from Africa? You don't know that, do you? People don't understand. They think it's easy. That is why no African person will say, oh, how do we make a tablet or like an iPad or be like Samsung from South Korea? Everybody wants to consume. Oh, I want iPad Air. I want MacBook Air. I want this and that. Nobody can ever say, how do we make one somewhere in Ihiala? How can we make one somewhere in Ahoda? How can we make one somewhere in Eleme? How can we make one somewhere around Mikotebene? How can we make one somewhere around Ogoja? Consume, consume, consume. Because we bring you Radio Biafra from wherever we are in the world. You never pause to ask yourself, how is this technology possible? And if it is as cheap and as easy as people make, how come those that we are giving money like Belier cannot do it? You don't know how much we spend. That is why everybody's support is needed. We said we won't talk about funds. Come and happen there, Bani Hadabuogenanya. Go to radiobiafra.co. www.radiobiafra.co. PayPal are the people that own eBay. They are one of the biggest companies in the world. And your financial transactions are safest. If anything happens to it, they will go to prison in America. It is called confidentiality. So nothing should stop you from going out to PayPal and giving us your donation. That donation is going to run Radio Biafra, support our ground staff, and also prepare our boys to meet our enemies. Very, very important. Everybody must understand this. Everybody must understand this, because we are not going to retreat nor surrender. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on the coordinator's line, you will give me your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. As I ask the very eminent barrister himself to please key up and prepare yourself, or HMFO, somebody must close this program for me. We have crossed the Rubicon today. Here we are broadcasting from uninterrupted. I told you that yesterday, didn't I? That we will broadcast uninterrupted today. And we have done it, because we are Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
My director, this is Lothar Chukwu Okone, the national coordinator of Indigenous People of Biafra, Norway.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I must say thank you very much for what you are doing for us. I am very, very happy to hear you broadcasting from Africa. That makes me to understand that we are truly working, and the Lord God Chukwu Abiyama is strongly with us.
You see?
So I just want to make a little comment on a particular guy that called from Oslo, Norway. His name, the ending name is Chi. I believe that he's hearing what I'm speaking right now. He said that he is from Ibeku.
Yes, that is my clan. That's where I come from.
Has been calling here, but So I want to let you understand, sir, that the guy he is just only calling, but he has never identified himself with us. I heard whatever he said that he's capable of doing this and doing this and doing that. Then he said that he had Hausa Fulani headmans have now entered into Biafra land, that it's time to go and kill, it's time to go and do this and do that. So that angered me to call, to address him, because he is thinking that it's just a talking thing, that you can just hide under your wife lapa or anywhere and just talk, Biafra will come. So I believe now as I'm speaking that he is hearing me. Those people are the kind of people that are making this struggle here in Norway very difficult for us. We are doing a very massive job, you know, reaching people as we can. But every one of them are listening. They have seen this, great achievement now made by now transmitting from Africa. Every one of them are still doubting. So I am speaking right now as the guy is hearing me. So please come out and begin now to identify with us. Your name sounds very good, and your village or your town, Ibeku, you know, is a place of the warriors. So I don't subscribe in you hiding, from behind the ground. So I would just like you to take this number, because I believe that you are hearing me, so that you can identify with us and bring out your own initiative on how to actualize Biafra. The number I'm giving to you right now is the number of our coordinator in Oslo, that place that you are. The number is 91258518. And the name of the coordinator of Oslo is Ndu Okwoma. So I am also giving you my number, in case if you call that one without getting through, you call me on this number, 46721703. This is my own number. Because you guys, I believe every one of you are listening to us, it's good that you come out and identify with us so that we can become formidable to be able to pay whatsoever that is allocated to us. I am urging each and every one of you to understand that this month has now entered, and this restoration project has entered into another phase that requires much money. So as you are hearing from me, Norway will begin to come out financially, come rain, come sun, from now. So if you know what you can be able to contribute to make this particular project a success here in Norway, quickly identify with us. Because Biafra is our own country. So nobody is going to fight the battle for us. It requires our resources to actualize that sovereign state of Biafra. So I believe that every one of us that lives here in Norway, life is easy for you here. Every one of you is listening to me. Come out, your money is needed. Now you have seen where your money is going. You have seen, the progress made so far. You have seen where your money is going. Hausa Fulani is coming into our land, trying to Islamize us. Then you are here enjoying life. You don't want to come out to identify with us. I am pleading to each and every one of you listening to me right now. It's time you begin to come out. It's time you come out to identify with us. And I want to quickly announce before I drop, I schedule to attend a meeting in Oslo on the 6th, being Sunday, but unfortunately I have bought my ticket for the journey before I heard yesterday that the meeting was cancelled. But and there is nothing else I can do. The ticket is almost €100. It's not refundable. So, but there's nothing I can do about it. So I believe to come over to Oslo when next the meeting is fixed. And also to plead to each and every one of us on this end in Norway to begin your preparation on this upcoming demonstration on the 30th of May. Because that is when we, the Biafrans living in Norway, will also make make our voices heard to people to understand that this talking, this Biafra, is now resurrected. I met some people yesterday, some Norwegians, but old people. So I was discussing about Biafra with them. They were very, very happy, you know. They were very, very happy hearing the resurrection of Biafra again. So everyone here knows about us, but let us see what we can do to mobilize people to come out on that 30th May for this particular demonstration to create more awareness on this end. I want to say thank you to every one of you, and I thank you also to all the coordinators here in Norway, in Trondheim, Bergen, Oslo, and Stavanger. And I say may God, Chukwu Adeyemo, the God of the Biafrans, may he richly bless and reward us in Jesus' name.
Isay, thank you very much for that. That was a clarion call, and we know and hope that those of you in Norway will be able to respond to that. This is Radio Biafra. We shall be proceeding to bring our program to an end. We have sustained 3 hours of broadcast uninterrupted. Uninterrupted, and that is a landmark achievement for Radio Biafra, considering that we're in Africa. It is a landmark achievement. We must continue to make sure that our march towards the restoration of our country is relentless. We told you anything we put our hands on, that Chukwu Abiyama is with us. Didn't we warn you? We have been able to make the impossible become possible, and that is why we must proceed full steam ahead to go and get Biafra. Let us take this call. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, this is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Are you talking to me?
I'm speaking to you, yes. Please, go ahead.
Okay, Director, my name is Michael Nwankwo Chimweze.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I want to thank you for the great job you're doing. I am the new Secretary of South London, Biafrans.
Yes, my brother. Yes. I was at the meeting where you volunteered to serve your country, yes.
Yes. Thank you very much, Director. I'm happy to hear your voice after some few days of trial.
Yes, we were trying very, very hard to make sure that it works. But to show that Chukwu Abiyama is with us, we coupled it together as we always do, and it worked. People don't know how much we have expended to try to broadcast live. I ask anybody, how many people do you know that can broadcast from any surface live, from anywhere? We're in Africa, and we're broadcasting live. It's amazing. Please go ahead.
Yes, we thank God. And it's a sign that Chukwu Abiyama is with us, and that we are unstoppable.
Of course we are. Yes,
I heard about the news about Hausa Fulani cattle rearers settling in Ogoja. And it's a sign of concern to me. And I believe every one of us Biafrans all over the world are heard that this evening should be a very serious matter of concern.
No, I want to help you before you continue. I don't want to interrupt, but I had to. Let me read this news for people. Southeast Khan, which is Southeast Christians in the Southeast, the Southeast Christian people, clergy, Ndio Kochukwu clergy, people that give out Holy Communion, those that tell you if anything happens to you, please turn to the Bible and read the book of Ecclesiastes, read Psalm, read Genesis, read Exodus. They met together and they said, listen to their language. These are Christian churches. So we will resist Fulano cattle rearers. That is the headline from the Southeast Christian Association of Nigeria. They are warning people. This was before they came. Now they have landed. How do you shift them? It's up to us. Any day we delay, the work becomes more difficult. I must read this. The Southeast branch of the Christian Association of Nigeria, CAN, warned yesterday that it will resist any attempt to allocate grazing
field to the Fulani cattle rearers in any part of the Southeast geopolitical zone. The zonal chairman of CAN, Bishop David Eberechukwu, in a statement in Awka, warned that those campaigning for the allocation of grazing land for the cattle rearers to desist because the zone was yet to accommodate all the people from the Southeast displaced in the North. According to the CAN boss, all the governors in the zone should never accept the idea of giving grazing fields to Fulani herdsmen under any circumstance. The cleric said the governors of the Southeast should avoid anything that will make posterity to be against them. The Southeast CAN is ready to go on demonstration to resist this move. If Christian Association of Nigeria is resisting this move, these are Igbo men, people who are cowardly and lily-livered. How about we that call ourselves Biafrans? The threat from the cattle rearers from Fulani is real. People don't understand this. Anytime they come into your territory and you give them land to say, this is their grazing land, you are finished. That land becomes theirs. It becomes a Fulani caliphate. They never move anymore. They have come into Ogoja and we must fight them at Ogoja and resist them there. Now, not tomorrow. Now, immediately, we must resist them there or else they will establish a bridgehead. Once they have established an enclave there, our conquest is very easy. Very, very important. Please continue.
Yes, so it's a serious issue, a very, very serious issue. And this time around, I think it is time for every Biafran all over the world to know that the issue is getting out of hand, and therefore we should buckle up. And I want to talk about the issue of finance. It is no more time for lip service. It's no more time for just calling. Everybody must put whatever you can raise on the ground now for us to begin to mobilize our people on the ground. I heard Gozier talk about the 10,000 million men a few minutes ago. Please, I am calling on every Biafran, everywhere you are. Please, please, please. It is now time for action. Put whatever you can. Especially this issue of 10,000 million, we have Biafrans all over the world. Please, one of 100 pounds cannot do you anything. It will be a very big, you know, sacrifice in saving your country. These people are in our land already. And like the director is saying, once they settle down, it's difficult to expunge them from the place. So this is time for action. On myself, I have joined the 10 million men, and I'm ready to give my tithe every month until Biafra comes.
That is one thing we have forgotten to speak about. People should stop going to churches and giving tithes. I'm asking them, all the churches you have been going to and giving tithes, what have they done for you? Can somebody tell me what they have done for you? But on Radio Biafra, we have made sure that your voice is being heard all over the world every blessed night. We have made sure that the word Biafra has been recognized. We have placed Biafra on the map. We have placed Biafra on satellite. We have given Biafra what is called an infrastructure. We have given Biafra a broadcasting infrastructure that will last forever. What has the church done for you? Apart from burying your brother, your sister, and you have to pay them before they come. Before an Okachukwu comes to pray or preside at the funeral, you have to buy certain things for them. What have they done for you? The answer is nothing. We ask you to devote a time this year. All the tithes that you're giving to Yoruba Pentecostal criminal devilish pastors, all the time that you're wasting giving offering and collections, and they are sending it to Rome, they are sending it to Canterbury, they are using it to do things which are inimical to your survival as a person and as a race. Please, please, please. Biafra is a religion. Here is where we worship, and this is where your tithe should be coming to. And exactly. If you ask us what we are going to do with it, we tell you, we will use your tithe to defend your country. We will use your tithe to go and make sure that Hausa cattle rearers will not establish any foothold in your land. We will make sure you will not remain on exile. We will prepare your homecoming. We will make sure that your father's compound still bears your name by the time you come home and I can find it.
What we have to do is to give you your freedom. No other people can. They can play stomp, noise making. What we are doing is called sustainable pursuit of our dream. Every area we cover, we have dealt with it. We are no longer going back. This very evening, as a landmark broadcast, we have been on the air for over 3 hours and there is no break. No other broadcaster can do it. No other indigenous broadcaster can broadcast to the whole world live from Africa and take calls. Impossible. That's how formidable we are. Please go ahead.
Yes, I am rounding off, director. So it's a matter of life and death. Please, Biafrans all over the world, give your tithes to God. Give your tithes for the kingdom of God on earth. This is our nation. This is our life. This is our inheritance. There is no better place for you to worship God with your tithes than Radio Biafra. Please, I plead with every one of us. It is time, please. Thank you very much, Director, and God bless you.
Thank you very much. I must also thank you, my dear brother. State categorically that United Kingdom, of course, they have paid. The UK always will pay. We know that Malaysia has done the same thing. I don't know. I think China has also paid. I'm not too sure. We need to confirm that. And also Russia as well. Russians, our people in Russia, Biafrans in Russia, are very, very wealthy. Very, very well off. Information is reaching us that they are living a very good life. And they must also be called upon to support this struggle commensurate with their status and their standing in that very place. We have things to do. The cattle rearers have moved in. But we have a memorial to finish. The memorial must be built. People must see the memorial as a way to honor our dead. They must see the memorial as a way, as our national anthem, that you are playing your national anthem and the war is declared. You must finish singing your national anthem before you commit men to battle. That is why our memorial must be built. We must have a place where we dedicate to all those that fell in battle that we may live. Of course, we tell them and they copy. You know anything we say on Radio Biafra, these mushroom groups calling themselves freedom fighters in the name of Biafra, they will copy and they corrupt it. But the original is the original. It's like somebody coming to me and talking nonsense about Bible and God when the person is uncircumcised and I am. Does that make any sense? You know, it doesn't to me. We have people that listen to Radio Biafra. They steal ideas or they borrow it from, of course, it's public. Because if you listen, you can learn from it. That's why we're here, to educate, to inform, to enlighten, and to shape our mission towards our restorative outcome, of course. They listen to Radio Biafra. They copy what we are doing and they try to embellish it. Somebody came and listened to Radio Biafra 31st of December broadcast and went on TV and was talking about amalgamation. Haven't listened to Radio Biafra. Others come to Radio Biafra and they listen. They are now declaring one thing or the other. Every time is declaration. You have every right to learn from us. Do not corrupt what we are doing. If your hands are not clean, if you dabble in the building of a memorial to our war dead, you will die. Very simple. That is why they can't build it. That is why Ohaneze cannot build it. If you dabble into the building of a memorial and you have committed crime on the blood of those that shed, that you may live, you will die. So don't dabble into it. The indigenous people of Biafra is building a memorial to our war dead. Public. Has anybody done that before? The answer is no. Has anybody given you a voice before a worldwide, truly phenomenal radio station? The answer is no. Has anybody placed the word Biafra at the United Nations before? The answer is no. Has anybody before forced Microsoft and all the giants of new media to accept the word Biafra before us? The answer is no. That is why we tell you, before we came, there were no people like us. Now we are here, there can never be. When we are gone, you will look for us, because there will be none like us. Because Chukwu Abiama determined that we should come, not man. That is why I am here in Africa, broadcasting over 3 hours uninterrupted.
And although the barrister left me, although I was abandoned by the barrister, I nonetheless continued. But he has joined me, and all is forgiven. All is forgiven. I have to forgive the barrister. He is beyond reproach. He cannot offend me well enough for me not to say, as I do always, that the barrister is not just a great Biafran, but he's a good man. And that same barrister is with me. Barrister Mamezi, you will close this program for me.
Director, good evening once again, Director.
Good evening to you. I have missed you.
Sir?
Barrister, you were not with me throughout the program.
Yeah, that's correct, because Director, when I, after the news, I was trying to connect with you, but it wasn't possible. I carried on ringing, but you were busy with Uche Mefo. And I said, for a change, let me leave you and Uche Mefo to make some headlines.
Of course.
But I must tell you, two of you made a very good news and everything you've been saying. I've been monitoring everything, but I said I must get through to Director before the closure of today. And I'm glad that I did. And of course, Director, of course, I like what you said. I did not abandon you, and you know that I can never abandon you. God forbid. The fact is, you are aware of where I am, and you are also aware of what I'm doing.
Of course, yes, I am.
Reception here is also not very good. As you know, I have broadcasted from my big sister's house on many occasions. The reception here is not all that good, but I do my best to always manage and come through to you. But everything you say today and all the callers and everything they say is very good. I'm so grateful for all that has happened today, especially for the Ogoja situation and all the cattle, Fulani Boko Haram. My anger against these people is, they are killing our people in the north, burning churches in the north, but they want to come and occupy our land. Who gave them all those rights? Director,
the British,
I don't want to say much.
It's her Britannic Majesty. The British people gave them the right to occupy our land, yes.
Her Britannic Majesty. So, her Majesty is not in Biafra land. Our people have been killed. They burn churches, they kill us, but they want to bring their cattle in a pretense, as if and Roach is talking rubbish. If Ojukwu was alive, he would have joined APC. How can Ojukwu do that? How can Ojukwu come and join APC? Big sister, I'm on air, you know. Ask him, my brother, if she wants to bring.
Sorry.
So, it's all right, I'll cover you. So, what I'm trying to say, Director, is how can Roach dream of Ojukwu joining APC? Yes, he joined UPN or MPN because he wants to be freed, which was a big mistake. Mandela did not compromise. Mandela says he cannot compromise while the people he's leading are being enslaved. He refused. He did not. It was a big mistake Ojukwu made from those who are advising him. But Rochas is wrong to say that if Ojukwu were alive, he would have joined APC. The Islamic Boko Haram party. It will not. Never. It can never be possible. However, the Yorubas were trying to say they need a stake in our oil wealth. How could that be possible, Director? How?
It is possible because they've gotten away with it. You know, a rogue, a thief, Onyoshi. Once they steal, once they come and steal and they see that the road is easy, they'll keep stealing. Yorubas are vultures and criminals. They are rogues. They are vermin. And I can prove it. The money that they made in Yoruba land was blood money. Money they made from Biafran families that himself Awolowo starved to death. Over 1 million children. Therefore, Yorubas are mass murderers. They are conniving, weak, cowardly murderers. That's who they are. Those that doubt me should go and ask Abiola, Mushud Abiola, how did you make your money? Did you forge a check or not? ITT, have you forgotten International Thief as Fela called you? Did you falsify
yes.
a check from ITT or not? The answer is true.
Yes.
Yoruba men gave us check fraud in the zoo. Have they forgotten the man, Tinubu, who plotted the first coup in the zoo? Is it not Awolowo? Who committed crimes against humanity? Is it not Obasanjo? So just name it. These are people who I can honestly speak. If I say what I think about those people, believe you me, the world will shut down. I can't I despise them honestly.
Let me tell you the one upsetting me more is about this religion business that they come for about having. You know, if I talk now, you say Imam is always say his mom. Director, my mom says, "Onya pare ma ahi ya agbulanu." When a foolish man recognizes his or his position, whatever you're pursuing is over. Now, only now the Igbos are realizing that the Sharia law is the one used for the whole zoo since 1999 up to today. Why are they remembering that now? After 15 good years.
But what did you call it, Barrister? You said the zoo, isn't it?
Yes, the only thing they are recognizing that everything they were doing in the zoo is governed by Sharia law. It's finished, it's all over. So they cannot complain now because Sharia law has been used by Babangida, by all the Muslims who are ruling that zoo, and now they are complaining. They cannot put sugar and salt together. It has been foolish, it's been divisory, it's been confusion, it's been deceitful. Everything that's been happening in that zoo has been a cover-up and a cock-up. It can never work. It did not work. It will never work. All we are doing now is to extricate ourselves. And of course, Radio Biafra is championing it. Very soon, it will be clear that this forced marriage was never meant to be. Director, let me use the opportunity now to close up because you've done your best. And of course, bringing the news, unlike yesterday, we couldn't broadcast, which we apologize. And of course, I had
we broadcasted yesterday, Barrister, but not for a very long period. And we did promise to rectify it today, and we have done it.
Carry on.
Of course.
But
yes.
We didn't.
Yes, go ahead.
So, apologize. And you've made it, everything up today. Those who are able to get through, they have done their best. Director, what I'm saying now is we thank our people, those who are able to get through. Tomorrow is another day. Depending if the director will be around, and of course, if Uchimefo will be around. But I am always around, and thank God I am still able to get through before the end of today. May God bless all of you, those who participated, and those who will be participating tomorrow. Director, in Radio Biafra, we stand, and that's why we want to bring freedom to our people. We've been enslaved, marginalized, and hoodwinked all these years, and we say no more of all this rubbish. Biafra has to stand. Our women has been neglected, abused, raped, beheaded. We don't want any more of this. Biafra has to stand. That zoo has to go. Since Yoruba now want a stake, they don't produce anything. They want to they want to occupy Biafra land by buying our own oil. Imagine that. And unfortunately, they cannot even buy because everywhere in Biafra land is littered with oil. God bless that place. It's a place that flows with milk and honey. And that's the way it is. Nobody can ever take away our pride. They have tried. But the Hassa Fulani Boko Harams.
Yes, Barrister, can you hear me? Barrister, can you hear me? We have lost the Barrister. The Barrister is not in a very good place in terms of coverage. But we are very grateful we heard from him anyway. Wherever you are on this planet, we are bringing the program to a close. We thank all of you. The lines are still going, which goes to show, of course, if we're on radio Biafra for 24 hours, people will call us for 24 hours because right across this globe, be it morning, afternoon, evening, or night, people are listening to Radio Biafra. We thank each and every one of you, all of you that made today's broadcast a success, especially those of them who helped me today to ensure that Radio Biafra transmitted uninterrupted to the global audience. We are the only indigenous broadcaster coming out of sub-Saharan Africa capable of doing what we have done. Our technology is marvelous and they don't have it.
People do not have it because we are Biafrans, because we are upright, because we are fearless before our enemies. We speak the truth regardless of the consequences because we are here to achieve the only thing for which Chukwuma Biafra can only be grateful, even in His Majesty. The restoration, the absolute restoration of the complete and unadulterated sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. I must thank you once again, all of you, wherever you are on this planet. We maintain, as always, that this Biafra we preach about every blessed day is our religion. And on this radio, Biafra is where we worship Chukwuma Biafra in truth and honesty, because only Him, Chukwuma Biafra, is God. Chukwuma Biafra is our God. He shall guide, sustain, keep each and every one of you. But more importantly, this same Chukwuma Biafra will bless Biafra. Thank you very much. And God bless all of you wherever you are. Good evening from here.